Want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Sean, nobody's watching.
This banana's fantastic.
Ooh! Charlie!
Charlie.
Grandpa?
In your wildest dreams, you could not imagine the marvelous surprises that await you.
Grandpa!
Ooh! Charlie, you've got it!
Whee!
Hey, take it easy. You'll get a stomachache if you swallow it like that.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, he's brought some of his own fans with him today.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's me. Well, wow.
BWAC Army.
Always nice to be surrounded by like-minded individuals. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Asbury, and all the ships at sea. Personally in charge of the applause sign at the State of the Union address last night is Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello. And thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show. New episode on this Wednesday, January 30.
Wednesday.
And here's your phone numbers for instant access from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., our home station, WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York, on WNEW, 877-692-1027. Give me a moment to introduce Buzz. Buzz, while you say hello,
hello,
let me type something on the computer here.
All right. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Buzz. How are you?
I'm good.
And you?
Oh, doing great, Charlie. Excellent.
All right. Thank you. The computer being set up as we speak. I am proud to tell you that the lobby is full. We do have the double complement of players for the debut of Dynamite's nude password.
Password. Women are lovely.
Dynamite's nude password. We've got a team of two girls playing together and a guy and a girl playing together.
Very, very exciting.
One of those teams will win $500. Or actually, I mean, they can all win money. Rob, don't bog me down with all the rules right now. But I know. Rob and I had the discussion already.
Did you get a headache when you were having the discussion?
We've got $500 to give away.
Somebody's going to win it.
And some of them could win all of it or some of it. Some of them could win none of it.
God, depends on how well they play the game.
And either way, at the end of each round, we'll have five rounds. They take an article of clothing off. So
very exciting.
So by the end of the game, they are playing Naked Password.
That is lovely.
Now, I want to mention that the Fighting Gutter Balls are in action tonight. Let's go, Balls. Tonight, the Don and Mike Gutter Balls will be playing a bowling team called the Turd Cutters.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be in Chantilly, Virginia. At the name of the alley is...
I believe it's Bowl America.
It is. Bowl America.
Bowl America, Shanty.
Shanty, Virginia. We are bowling at the ungodly hour of 9 p.m. tonight.
Oh, yay! Huh.
Yeah, I know.
That'll be good.
9 p.m. See you there, everybody.
Got to get those leagues in.
Yeah, we do. Well, Wednesday night is the league night, so love to meet you. Come on out tonight.
I have a medical update for you.
You do?
Yes, I have wonderful news.
And, I want to talk at some point today. I have the estate of the show address I'd like to give you in a moment.
Oh, very good.
And also, Bush's daughter. I mean, so many things have happened.
Jeff Bush's daughter.
Yeah, right. Since we announced this show.
Noel.
The fact that she's calling the place herself. Pretending to be the doctor.
Right. Very sad.
That's funny. That's
funny and sad at the
funny.
Same
Mike,
time.
What is your medical announcement?
Oh, that all is right with the world. That everything is fine in the plumbing department. As a matter of fact.
That quickly.
Beyond fine.
That quickly.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, pretty incredible.
That deserves some music.
Almost like they put a supplement in there or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Say it to the world.
Almost put my eye out. I mean, I was really amazed.
Say it to the world. You're back.
I'm back. I am back and better than ever, and I'm very happy about that. And, of course, it was a private experiment. Now I'm willing to share that experiment with my wife if she, you know, decides she wants to any time in the next year.
Well, you know, Mike, let me say on behalf of all of us here, and don't take this the wrong way.
Yes.
F her, because as long as you're getting your release.
Yes.
You will be a better person.
Well,
be around.
It just, you know, you can tell I'm just more relaxed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm more centered, focused.
That's
just terrific.
Well, and I hope you...
Really surprised.
I hope you do get to F her.
I was really, really surprised.
But congratulations.
Due to the speed, because it had been such an effort prior to that. You know, there I was, and, you know, bingo bango. You know, I think really the total time commitment was less than a minute.
Welcome back.
Yeah. That's the old Mike.
Yeah. Welcome back. Very good.
That's the old Mike.
Very good. It's good to be back. Thank
Welcome
you.
Back.
Thank you all very
Welcome
much.
Welcome back, old friend.
I was just so excited about it, I just had to come in and tell you right off the bat. Old friend.
Well, congratulations. I know that is certainly going to make the year 2002 easier for all of us.
I understand, because I know it's been rough on all of you.
And the fact that you are able to achieve that release.
Yes, now it's on to more significant matters, like, you know, saving my marriage.
Okay, well, you know, I think I speak on behalf of all of us. That's your own personal dilemma.
That's right.
But as long as we don't have to deal with the pent-up sexual energy that was not able to...
That area is fine. You know, the other area, I can't speak to that. You know, last night saying I love you to my wife and getting kind of a... as she rolled over and went to sleep. But that's another story, Don, for another day. Because I know you have the state of the show address to bestow upon our joint session of Don and Buzz.
Always do the day after Bush makes his speech. He had a good one going last night.
Oh, boy, I tell you, I felt like I was about ready to switch. About ready to come over to the other side.
Now, Robbie, do you think I need some reverb for this?
Just a
touch of reverb.
Sure.
So I'm going to put some. I mean, the only thing I think that the president didn't do last night that he should have done is have some kind of dramatic, like NFL Films music behind him.
Yeah, it's very difficult to arrange that in that traditional hallowed ground.
He was speaking, and please, guys, I know you won't do this, but don't interrupt me 70 times with your gratuitous applause.
It depends on how strongly we feel about the content, and, you know, Well, Buzz and I are both fortunately still on the same side of the aisle.
Yes. So, here we go. This is my state of the show speech. And I get my reverb on two?
Yep.
Two. Hello, hello. Hello. No, I got nothing on real two. Two. Ah, there it is. My fellow Americans, 2001 was a great year for the Don and Mike show. You rewarded us again with number one Arbitron ratings. In the afternoon time slot. Bullet.
Oh, I've got it too.
Well, you're up here with me.
Oh, hi. I'm sitting back here over your right shoulder with my placemate.
Our new time slot. Please. Please, please. Our new time slot has provided just the new challenge for us we were looking for. We are rejuvenated. And once again, you are responding and rewarding us with increased Arbitron ratings. For that, we thank you. And please remember, if we don't get number one ratings, the terrorists win.
Yeah.
Thank you. Please. Sit down, all of you. The birth and growth of our massive balls has made our bowling team into a group of finely trained Americans that we can all take pride in. Yes, we've had changes on the show in this last year. We've changed times. We've changed the hotline. You notice that a-hole never called back, right? Please, thank you. We've done away with script trivia, but I promise you now, no matter what I may have said in a fit of righteous anger, there will always be amateur female nudity on the Don and Mike show.
Very good, sir.
That will be an evidence on today's show, as a matter of fact.
Very good, sir.
Real life, everyday chicks getting naked is what you crave.
Whee!
And these are the mental pictures you save. In 2002, I'm talking more Tom and less Dennis.
Oh, my God, that's a huge proposal.
Thank you. We are taking an RV to the Washington Beltway very soon, so we can spend an entire show driving around giving away incredibly tiny amounts of cash to say thank you for supporting the show.
We're here.
Yeah, we've not given up on the RV show idea.
Believe.
It's going to happen. In coming weeks, we will unveil newer and never before heard bits like porno football and how many boogers can you eat?
Oh, no.
As for each of the members of my cabinet here on the show.
Thank you. I know you like the booger eating idea.
As for each of the members of my cabinet here on the show, we all have resolution as well for 2002. I will try, if possible, to be more pee-whipped than ever before. As Frida and I get set for the empty nest syndrome when the boy leaves for college, I am having the words, yes, dear, tattooed on my nutsack as we speak. I will be less of a man in my own home as the year continues. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike O'Meara, the pharmacist friend.
Hello.
We all know Mike is just holding his life together by a tiny thread.
I am indeed.
So let's move past and wish him Godspeed.
Thank you all very much.
While we also give him the finest phone numbers of the area's best psychologists and divorce attorneys in the Washington, D.C. metro area.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mike O'Meara, everybody.
Standing up right now. Waving to everyone.
Rob A. Spiewak. The queer duality of hatred. Rob, I think we speak for all when we say, stop the cycle.
Bravo. Very good, Don. Bravo.
Stop the cycle, Rob. Don't allow baby Julia to wear that tiny child-sized robe and hood at the KKK meetings you so desperately want to take her to. I say to you, the baby Julia be the first Spiewak not to be a member of the KKK.
Bravo! Bully!
Buzz.
Thank you.
Wow, Rob, they're really for that one.
Buzz Burbank.
Buzz Burbank. Weed is what you need. The rave is what you crave. And we will supply that for you.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
He's in a buzz applause. That's buzzes clapping in the background.
Thank you.
And our producer. producer, the wonderful Lisa Herndon. Lisa, we've all spent time with you in your wild binges of happiness and bitchiness. You need, and you will receive, the High Hard One in 2004.
Oh!
Wasn't standing up for that one.
And not the plastic variety you've grown so accustomed to.
Bully. Again, Lisa, Scott Farrell is available to you 24-7.
Yeah, there you go.
And finally, I ask you, the people.
Let me get serious here.
Oh, and for Joe Ardinger?
I forgot about Joe Ardinger.
You might want to go on. Mr. President, you might want to go on with the speech.
Gotcha. And for you, the people, our listening audience, please continue to listen and call and support this show. Even if we end up being off the air for 6 months or more before resurfacing at a competing station, which looks more and more like it's going to happen in time. Continue to support us. Please continue to bless us with incredible ratings. And to the celebrities, I'd like to say, keep the great bits coming. I'd like to take a moment to thank, in no particular order, Michael and Juanita Jordan, Mike Tyson, and Winona Ryder for keeping hope alive during these trying times.
Amen, brother.
And a special thank you to Craig Wilson from USA Today.
Bravo!
Who gives until it hurts.
Yeah!
Hello. A better Don and Mike show is what you shall receive in 2002.
Marvelous.
Hey, right, please, ladies and gentlemen.
Please.
Until next year. When you may hear this address on this station or another station, let me say, God bless America. And toodaloo, asses!
Yeah!
Great speech. Well, he's now making his way off the podium, shaking hands with the various members of the staff.
Thank you, Mike.
Great, good speech.
Thank you, Bud.
Great speech.
Thank you, Rob.
That was terrific.
Sir. Thank you.
You only went to the water glass once.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Why is the microphone still on?
There you go. They're turned off.
Okay.
All right. Well, I enjoyed it.
Good speech.
Thank you. It's a good speech.
Yeah. Very good speech. And yeah, as you said, the state of the show is strong.
Yeah. Feel good. Thank you. Thank you for listening and
enjoying
the show.
Feel good.
Sure. Why not?
You're having a good time.
You're having a good time.
Yeah, very good.
Having a good time.
Yeah, things are good.
You know why this scene is funny? Because I'm in the scene, huh?
Yeah. That's why. You want me? You know why people are loving? Because I'm in the scene.
So, let's see. Take some phone calls. And then, we're going to get right to Nude Password in the next break on the show. Because the people are already here.
Yeah. And they are lovers.
So we are going to start. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hello there.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike, first off, welcome back.
Yeah, well, it's good to be back, sir. Very good to be back. Thank you.
And, Don,
yes.
It was a lovely story. You tell it so well with such enthusiasm.
Thank you.
But I got to tell you, I've grown up all my life with Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That opening montage has left me emotionally scarred.
Sure, of course.
So you may use that as a bumper. Don and Mike have emotionally scarred me.
We should listen to it again if you missed the beginning of the show.
This is a little something, Val. It's you're going to have to draw your own conclusion.
It's from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Listen to Grandpa and Charlie, the little boy who wins the trip inside the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie, nobody's watching. Charlie. That's good, Charlie.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Oh! Charlie!
Charlie.
Grandpa?
In your wildest dreams, you could not imagine the marvelous surprises that await you.
Grandpa?
Oh! Charlie, you've got it!
Whee!
Have a shooting star!
There it is.
It's queer as folk on chocolate.
There you go.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, my friend.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Hi.
Is this a man pretending to be a woman?
No, this is actually a woman with a really deep voice.
Ah. Yeah, what can we do for you?
Actually, I want to say hi, guys.
That's a manly laugh, too. That's scary.
I have a man. No, Mike, I wanted to tell you, you know, you said that you went on this Alexa.
Yes.
And I know you guys hate bringing it up, but how many milligrams are you on?
That's my business.
1 million.
1 million milligrams. I'm going to tell you that I'm on something. I'm not going to give you my milligrams.
Well, I'm on 60 milligrams. Oh, I've been on it for 2 years.
Wow. Hello. Hello, psycho.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I wanted to let you know.
You got issues, lady. You're on a lot more than I am.
Because you said that, you know, that all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden now you're like all sexed up and everything else. The thing is, though, is that be careful, because down the line, after you'll be on it for a while, and then all of a sudden it's like that urge will go away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're taking a lot more than I am, lady.
Well, no, I had started out at 20.
Yeah. When did you start to grow balls?
I haven't grown balls yet.
Yeah, you scare me, lady. I don't want to talk about my medication with you anymore.
Don't you love when the listeners call in to share the joy, Mike?
Yes, yeah. I really do.
You know how you had that pleasant side effect? Well, yeah. Pretty soon your life will boil.
Why do you think she's on medication?
Thank you, my friend. See you later.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
The doomsayer.
Let's go to...
so long, Dollface.
Gregory.
Toodaloo ass. 60 milligrams.
Hello, wow. Robbie, you got this thing turned on here? Hello, Gregory. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Greg.
Hello, Gregory.
Radio in the afternoon.
There you go. Hi, you're on the air.
Listen, my wife, she's on this Zoloft stuff. I don't know how this compares to what you're on.
Mike, you have opened up...
It changes her mood, like, really nicely.
You know, I get all excited.
Pandora's box.
I get really excited to come in here and give some positive news.
Mm-hmm.
And well, what about your wife, sir? Is it bad news?
No, it's great news. I mean, it really helps her a lot.
All right, good. I'm glad. I'm happy.
Yeah, but and anyway, kudos on the ratings. Are you guys for real with those ratings? I mean, I think that's great.
Yes, we're very happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, I used to listen to you guys after the O&A thing, but, I mean, it was too late in the evening.
I'd be
going to bed at 7 o'clock. You know?
We have great ratings everywhere. Are you calling from New York?
I live in Pennsylvania.
No, our ratings in New York suck.
Yeah, they're horrible.
No, they're awful.
We have to have our listeners in New York listen harder.
I mean, we have great ratings in D.C., in Baltimore, in Seattle, in Sacramento. Number one ratings in all those cities. But we suck in New York. We have a 0.9 share. So.
I think it's only because they've got so many choices in New York.
Yeah.
Yes, people right. just have to get used to hearing you guys.
There's so many scary good choices with all the same stations playing all the same records over and over again. All right, hey, we appreciate the support. Thank you, my friend.
Toodaloo.
Hey, good luck, and I'm going to put the radio back on now.
All right. See you.
Toodaloo.
TLA. So.
TA.
Yeah, just TLA.
I like TLA.
Toodaloo ass.
Toodaloo ass.
Yeah. So, this thing with Bush's daughter. Noel. First off, the picture.
Yeah. Oh,
nice photo.
You know, the mugshot.
A mugshot where she just looks whacked out of her mind there.
So here's the deal, right? That she, hold on a second. Let me just do a... I'll do a quick thing on the telephone. That all this came out after Buzz had the original story yesterday.
Right.
The facts came out.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, ring. There you go. All right, is this me?
Hello.
Okay, so she calls up the pharmacy.
Right.
Right. She calls herself.
Hello, this is, Dr. Giggles. This is Dr. Giggles.
Yes, ma'am. How are you? Can we help you?
I would like to order Xanax for Noel Bush.
Do you have a DEA number, ma'am? You know, most, doctors prescribing that kind of medication must have a DEA number.
555.
Uh-huh.
1212.
I don't have that in the computer, ma'am.
I am a doctor.
Ma'am?
And I would like, I don't know, maybe 28, how about 36, big blue Xanax pills.
How many milligrams would that be, ma'am?
The highest possible dosage allowed.
That's not how we do it. What is your prescription?
My prescription is for Noel Bush.
I have checked out your DEA number. You have no DEA number. You, I'm afraid...
This is the doctor. My name is Dr. Detroit.
Unfortunately, we don't have any record of you, and we cannot fill this prescription. I don't believe you're a doctor.
I am a doctor.
Is this Noel Bush?
The way it happens is, yeah. so the pharmacist takes the fake order, right?
Yeah.
And then Noel Bush calls back. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't even change her voice,
right?
Hi, this is Noel Bush. Has my doctor called in a prescription for me?
Yes, she did.
And would that be for Xanax?
Yes, it is.
Great. How soon will that be ready?
It's ready right now. We've got some people waiting for you down here. If you'd like to come down.
Great. I'll come to the drive-thru at the Walgreens.
Right. Very good.
Because I'm such a DA.
I'm so wasted. I can't get out of the car.
So wasted.
I want to go to the drive-thru prescription window.
So she does this. She calls up. She pretends to be a doctor.
Uh-huh.
She asks them to write the prescription.
Right.
Then she calls back on the same phone, and you know that they have caller ID.
Right.
She calls back on the same phone and says, oh, hi, this is Noel Bush. Did my doctor just call you? and you know, they say, yeah, sure, come on down.
Come on down where the law is waiting.
Come on down.
And then she's in the hooscow.
I mean, it's very much like this tape here.
Hello, Linda. This is Mr. Ward Cleaver, father of Wally and Beaver Cleaver. About your party this afternoon, my son will be unable to attend. Huh? Oh, he come down with something.
I expected, Wally.
He come down with something unexpected. As his father, I don't think I should expose you and the other girls to his germs.
I bet some Xanax.
Yes, the ones he come down with.
Fucking great, Beaver. This Linda's really falling for him.
You know, that tape.
Always love that tape.
The reason we play that tape was because the first time I heard that on TV, it sounds like he says, it's effing great, Beaver.
Effing great, Beaver.
He says it's working great, Beav. But if
but
you
it
listen
sure doesn't
to it,
sound like working.
It sounds like he says, it's effing great, Beaver.
There it is. Okay. The right Beaver.
Hello? My wife and I are very sorry you will not be in attendance.
Hello, we would like some Xanax, please, for Noel Bush.
Hi, this is Noel Bush. Did my doctor call?
The doctor said he can't go to any parties for 24 hours. Thank you. Goodbye.
You were great, Wally. You were better than Dad.
Dad's standing back there.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Governor Bush is around the corner.
Yeah, I guess you just come in here, huh?
No.
You've been here long?
Just long enough.
Just Ward. Long enough, Noel.
Ward Bush.
Just long enough. Funny.
Yeah. It is.
That's funny. You know, they got the reporters who are camped out in front of the Walgreens with
right.
the drive-thru. Behind me, the drive-thru window.
You know, a lot of pressure, apparently, being the daughters of the Bush brothers. She said she was having a panic attack, which is why she called in the phony prescription.
Yeah. She was on her first way to a brand-new job, right?
I guess so, yeah.
As far as I know. Isn't that right, Noel?
Would you mind helping me?
Yeah. Helping you with what? A prescription for Xanax?
You know, these Bush girls, whether it's Jenna Bush or the other one, the drinking one, was
Shiloh Barbara. Bush.
Yeah, Barbara Shiloh. You know, they all are, Noel, they're all the same.
I'm all wrecked. I just got a shower. Sorry, I'm not wearing any clothes.
Are you having a panic attack, Noel? What's the dilly, yo?
Yeah, here's the question I have to ask you.
Okay.
Would you mind taking off your clothes for me?
Oh, no.
All right, now here's the deal. Well, I mean,
she's desperate.
Well, what can you do for us? Maybe, Buzz, could you score some Xanax for her?
I'll see what I can do.
Could you score some
Xanax? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was so big.
Well, Buzz has a huge bottle.
Yeah.
Right, but with every can of pill.
But the question is, what can you, Noel Bush, do for us?
You know.
What?
The skirt's been riding on my ass. All day long.
Look at that. She turned around and presented to us.
Mm. Well, Noel, you're the daughter of the governor of Florida.
What are you doing underneath those blankets?
Noel, Buzz is sitting there with a prescription bottle on his lap. What do you think of that?
I'm really glad I met you at the pool today.
Oh, I bet you are. But you're not answering the question. I said he's sitting there with a prescription bottle on his lap.
Right, what do you want to do about it, honey? Noel? Mike, she's groggy.
She's very groggy. Now she's just come around.
She's groggy. Noel?
How about you take off my clothes?
You want her to take off her clothes, but Noelle, she's really not with it. I said to you for the third time, the prescription bottle is on Buzz's lap.
It's right here.
Do you mind if I just sit on it?
Okay. There it is.
Thank you. There she is, Noelle.
Thank you.
Noelle Bush.
Gotta memorize the order.
God love the Bush girls. You know, and he was good last night.
Yes.
Although, I'll say this, that he's got it easier than Clinton did.
Yeah.
Because he's got the whole war thing happening.
Yeah, it's a wartime conciliary.
But what I love about him is the fact...
Sure liked it, though. Liked that speech.
Yeah, no, I loved it. I thought he's great. And what I love about... What I'm loving more about Bush when he's in a situation like that, when he speaks, when he says something that he knows is really... a zinger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after he announces that, you know, that there are still tens of thousands of terrorists out there, and that anything could happen at any time, and that they have, that these bad guys have plans of our water treatment plants,
right.
and that they have the infrastructure of our cities, after he says it, he gives that little smirk,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and he looks around the room like, yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And he also does. He winks. And yeah.
He winks.
And he
grins. And he
points.
And he's. You know, they always talk about the frat boy Bush. And he did that a lot during that speech last night, where he'd give the wink and then he'd give a little smile to nobody in particular. You didn't know who he was looking at. I mean, you know, there are a million senators and cabinet members and joint chiefs of staff and everything out there.
No, I interpreted just, he said, hey, that's right. I'm getting it done. Look at it. You know?
Especially when he got on the domestic policy, he really started to go with the, with the smirking and the kind of, hey, I know you're against me.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. His whole rap, I think, is that, you know, I know you think I'm a DA, but look at this.
Yeah, right.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm the man wearing my powder blue tie.
It was fun. It was fun to watch. I got into it up until the domestic policy, because, you know, I got into the war talk and the fact that, you know, we've got to be vigilant and we're doing this and we're doing that. And then, you know, they got into the normal stuff when they went into the domestic policy, and I started to drift off. And then he came back to the patriotism again, which I really enjoyed.
Right. Yeah, it was a good speech. No, really, it was. A good speech. And
yeah, he does that little thing, too, where he chews the inside of his lip.
Yeah.
He did that before the speech, where he's like, that's his nervous little thing, where he's kind of chewing on the inside of his lip like that.
Listen, less than an hour of the actual speech. However, I only wish that they didn't treat it like a sporting event where you have the pregame show.
Right.
Where at 9 o'clock you've got... The dudes who have to introduce, the dudes are going to introduce him, and then you got to go to the reporter outside who's going to tell you the mood outside, and then you got to watch him walk through and work through him.
He started speaking like at 9:15, yeah. 9:16.
Yeah. So it was like a 15-minute pregame show. I mean,
right.
I just want, at 9 o'clock, come on. Kick some ass.
Then they follow him out of the hall with the camera, and at one point the camera's like right in his nose, at least where I was watching it. I mean, they really were on top of him.
And,
it was interesting.
This is just a note for Channel 9 here in D.C.
Uh-huh.
Listen, at 11:35, we don't want a town hall meeting about what people thought about the State of the Union. We already have hours upon hours upon hours of speculation and analysis.
Is that what they did last night?
Yeah, with goddamn Gordon Peterson.
What, they
and,
preempted Letterman?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, well, they ran him late. They with Gordon Peterson and
Gervier Dinza.
Gervier Dinza, who incidentally... As far as I'm concerned, should be profiled as well.
Oh,
all I know is that it's 11:30. I'm waiting for my Letterman, and still I get those DAs down on Broadcast House.
Yeah,
sitting with a bunch of other DAs in folding chairs.
No Megan McGrath over at Channel 9.
Megan McGrath, those horse teeth.
Megan McGrath, who I think at some point they told her not to smile as much. Because those teeth that take up like 80% of her face.
Gigantic horse choppers. Megan McGrath has to be awful at oral.
Megan McGrath has seen her share of VDOT, Virginia Department of Transportation, salt trucks.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's been out there for a lot of those.
Because that's the lowest rung. Sure. We've said that before. That's the lowest rung on the news train.
Yeah, I think she might be moving up a little bit just because she's a workhorse. Because she'll go anywhere. You know, let's go to Megan McGrath right now.
Yeah, there's
McGrath.
There's a dangerous oil spill right now, and the hazmat team is there. Let's go to Megan McGrath. Megan? Live in News 4 on Instant News Van.
Really, Megan? We thank Megan McGrath for that exclusive report. You're more than welcome, Megan.
But man, listen, I don't want you to think that I'm here simply to critique and criticize the women of television news here in D.C. with the profiling of the girl on Channel 9 and the big teeth with the girl on Channel 4. I'm telling you, that babe in Sky Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Amy Roadblock. Mm-hmm. That girl who does the traffic from the helicopter.
Yeah, she won't return our love, though.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Damn, is she fine.
I'll be damned.
God damn, she's so fine.
She is the Sky Fox. You scared her away, though, when you told her that you sit an inch away from the screen in J.O.
Pleasure, myself.
That was the very beginning, and that was our first call to her, and for some strange reason, she hasn't responded to us.
Why won't you listen to me, Amy? It's a compliment, goddammit.
Amy Roadblock?
Amy Roadblock, I pleasure myself to you. As you tell me about the backups on the Shirley Highway.
Oh, the backup. She's got great eyebrows.
When you tell me that the Springfield mixing bowl is in a mess, my mixing bowl's in a mess.
Oh, dear.
When you talk about...
I can't imagine why she's running away from us.
Amy, when you talk about the backup on 270, imagine the backup in my pants.
I can't imagine why she isn't responding to that.
To that love. Amy. Amy Roadblock. Oh, Amy, baby, I want to see your inner loop. But then a lot of times, you know what'll happen? They'll ruin it because right as I'm getting into watching Amy Roadblock...
Picture will break up?
No. What they'll do is, I mean, it, like the camera's right on her. She's so beautiful. Okay. Right as I'm really getting into watching...
This is so sick.
But I'm really watching the traffic girl.
Right.
What they'll do is she'll go... Now let's go to the cow inside for more. And they go to this absolute beast of a she-male who's sitting inside the Channel 5, you know, she's like, oh, thanks, Amy. Meanwhile, you got big-ass hairy arms, big mustache on this woman.
Wow.
It's like, you know, it's
big Greek man arms.
It's like all this
big,
it's like,
big sponge diver arms.
You know, goodbye wood. It's like Mr. Softy time. Damn Channel 5. Oh, Amy Roadblock. No, it's a compliment.
Yeah. Pretty amazing, the dearth of TV hotties that we have here. We do not have many. We have that one Amy Roadblock comes to mind, maybe one or two others.
You know what? There's a babe on Channel 7 who does the weekend news with that tool Dale Solly. Coincidentally, I wish they would just execute sometime on Channel 7 News.
You don't like Smoothie Dale Solly? Dale Solly is cut right out of the Morris Jones mold. And Dale Solly, I'd like to check his bio because I know he's got to have DJ in him.
How about Chicago Windler?
Oh, I hate Chicago Windler. You know, Chicago Windler, not that bad on the eye, but when you hear her talk,
we'll always have JC.
JC Hayward in her wigs.
Tut, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Open the tomb.
Her king's on.
That's your favorite wig, isn't it?
Probably
one more. She wears the kind of Cleopatra look.
Yeah, with like some gold maybe.
But you know, J.C. Hayward still has that Cindy Brady thing too.
Yes, she does.
F-f-f- eyewitness nose.
And that phony smile where it's like, thanks Gordon.
Thanks. Thanks.
That's right. Oh, things are gearing up for the Thanksgiving holiday. But
were you ever able to target when Lark hit the wall?
Lark McCarthy?
Now listen, I'm telling you, back in the day.
In the day, yeah.
There was a time when Lark McCarthy, who does the morning show on Channel 5, was a grade A POA. If you think Tracy Neal from Channel 5, who should not be ignored in this discussion, is not a POA, and she is.
Yeah. I like, when did Debbie Jarvis start getting big, too?
Oh, no.
Because Debbie Jarvis, for a while there, I had it going on for me.
Debbie Jarvis is the Susan Kidd in training.
Now she is.
Debbie Jarvis was never hot.
She was never small, but she has gotten larger, and it's the face. It's the face that I liked with Debbie Jarvis. But Debbie Jarvis, you're Susan Kidd in training.
Now, have you seen the new strategy for Liz Crenshaw?
What?
When they do they don't even show video of her when they're teasing her consumer segments. Right. Now it's a picture shot medium distance looking up in dim lighting.
There you go.
I mean, it might as well, that could be Dale Solly.
Well,
I don't know.
That's how you cover the circles under the eyes.
But there's a girl who is the anchor on the weekend on Channel 7.
I think I know who you're talking about.
She has dark hair. She's really hot. She's good looking.
But you've got Solly next to her.
Yeah.
Who really looks like he's about 3 feet tall.
And Channel 4, I guess, got rid of, or the the Japanese girl was so cute.
Oh, who, Sherry Macias?
So goddamn hot.
She's not there anymore?
She's gone.
Oh, no.
Oh my
she
God.
She was like the best thing they had.
They replaced her with another...
Asian?
Yes, thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Another.
How can you tell?
Another one.
I'm kidding, of course.
Go away from the microphone right now.
They replaced her with another one.
Jesus Christ.
I used to work at Channel 9, I think, but she's nowhere near as hot as Sherry Macias.
Rob's fully turgid right now.
Yeah.
Anytime we dance the bigot dance in here, Rob gets absolutely engorged.
All right, let's break. Because we've got a big show, and we got all the people waiting in the lobby now. And let's just get moving with Nude Password.
Like,
okay?
I had to tackle you there, Rob.
Yeah. Because you know what he wanted.
He wanted to sit there and, like, work you up into a fraud. God almighty.
Oh, do we have the envelopes for Buzz?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm set.
Make it happen. Buzz has the envelopes. Who wants to make a cheap radio deal? I know we have the chance of winning cash.
Cash money.
One of the lame prizes at the station supplies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or a wild kooky zonk gift.
Usually an office supply.
Be the 100th caller right now, 877-365-3636. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My Lord, you are a strapping young woman.
Pardon them for being human. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, I call it my first witness today, Slow Joe Artinger. We'll get to a call 100 in just a moment. New password is still on.
Yeah.
Right. We got the guy and the girl couple out there.
Right.
But you know the deal is, and we run a disclaimer, and I think we've mentioned this millions of times. The company won't let us play contests with people who are not 21.
Got to be 21 to play all our reindeer games.
So the two extra girls who came down today was not a question of their age. The question was...
They had no driver's license.
They had no proof.
They had no ID whatsoever?
And it was a heartbreaker because they were beautiful.
They were gorgeous girls?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would have vouched for their age.
Yeah, well, now, but see, the thing is, I think any of us would have vouched for their age.
Rats. That's too bad.
You know, once again, it's the goddamn lawyers. The thing is that they have to, I think we have to make a photocopy of the ID or something.
Yeah, we have little rules that we have to adhere to here.
That you got to be 21.
They didn't how'd they drive down? They didn't have a driver's license?
Right. I mean, you know, Lisa and I were back there, and I said, you're not going to believe this, a perfect day. The two hottie girls are here with no driver's license, and Lisa says, well, how did they drive here? And I said, well, obviously, you can drive a car without a license, even though that's not...
Yeah, I proved that.
Exactly.
I got my license.
Know a little about that.
Yeah,
we still have the man and the woman, and they're going to come in and play. So
that's good.
We will have two extra spots if anybody wants to come down and the two girls without ID, they were pissed?
No, they weren't pissed. I just said, without an ID, you can't play.
But didn't Lisa say they got angry and left?
They didn't get angry. We just told them they can't play without the ID.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't happy. I mean, none of us are happy.
Were the girls angry? I don't care. I don't care whether you guys weren't happy. Were the girls angry?
The girls angry.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't stick around to find out.
Okay.
They just kept saying, well, we're 21. We can call our manager, and he'll vouch for us. And, I mean, you know.
Oh, our manager.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
Oh, these girls must have really been hot if they had managers.
Yeah. They were.
God damn it. All right, Joe.
Thanks.
Listen, if you want to...
That doesn't work at most nightclubs either.
No.
You call our manager, and he'll vouch for us.
Sadly,
you want to come down and play the reindeer game, you gotta bring the ID.
We are looking for a man and woman couple, or we are looking for a couple of women.
Well, either way, we're starting now.
We are not looking for two men, though.
No, absolutely not.
That's not happening.
No, no way. the guy and the girl are here. We're going to bring them in a second.
Very good.
Oh, and speaking of, I want to tell you something. Yeah. Does Craig Wilson?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, he thinks... I know how the mind works. that he's going to write a column that we are not going to be able to read on the air.
Uh-huh.
You know, ever since we've started reading the column, he's written about football.
Yes.
He's changed the tone of the column.
Uh-huh.
I'm positive. Now, I'm not doubting that the story he's written about today is true.
Of course.
But I don't doubt that the final word column in today's USA Today was written with the thought that there would be no way we could read it on the air.
You're on his radar, I'm sure.
We are going to read it on the air.
Go for it.
About his cousin Georgie.
Oh, dear.
The Tard.
Oh, no.
Georgie the Tard.
How unfortunate.
Yeah, we're going to read it. We're going to read it because that's what we do on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. We're going to read it. Mike, if we don't read it, the terrorists win.
Yeah.
Come on.
I looked at it. I shouldn't have looked at it. oh, God,
man. Cousin Georgie's cart was filled with joyful stories.
There you go.
Actually, it's a feel-good story.
An uplifting story?
It's an uplifting feel-good story.
That's good.
About Georgie.
He had his cats.
Craig, if you would just go back to writing about what you know about.
Right.
Right.
Your dogs, your cats, your partner Jack, your dogs, your cats.
Please.
Partner Jack.
Make it just a little easier for us, won't you, please?
But it's a chess game we're playing with you, Craig. And you think that by writing this column today that you have checked us, mm-hmm. We say to you,
all we're going to do is read the column.
Checkmate.
Right.
That's right. And that's right. That's all we're going to do.
All we're going to do is read the
read
column.
Read the column on the air.
That's right.
Correct. With the music and everything.
Yes, with the music and everything.
Same way we always do.
Right.
Absolutely. That's all we're doing. Okay. Oh, call 100 time. Almost forgot about that. Yeah, I mean, when you hear it, you'll know immediately that,
yeah.
I mean, maybe it's what he really wanted to write about, but it sure does seem like the guy's going out of his way now to come up with things.
A column that we're not going to read.
Yeah, well, yeah. Not today.
No.
You're playing poker with the wrong guys.
That's for sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, this is Craig Wilson. I'm calling 100.
Oh, come on. What's your name, my friend?
Hello.
Hey, DA, what's your name, really?
He's gone.
Okay. You know, everybody wants to play. We're trying to give away.
Everybody wants to be a goddamn comedian.
DA's. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good day, my friend.
And your radio's turned up way too loud. Didn't anybody listen to my State of the Union speech today?
All we want to do is have somebody pick three.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Damn comedian. Yeah, I'm calling 100.
Yeah, turn your radio down for the love of Jesus Christ.
And then
please.
The people that hung up were the people that thought that they, you know, they were out of the running now.
Sure.
Right.
The prize pigs.
Right. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Jeff. I'm from Centerville.
All right, Jeff, congratulations. You are the 100th caller.
Right.
Now, as you know, we have no budget on this show.
Yeah.
You have the chance of winning cash, either $50, $100, or $250. I hope you guys put more than $50 in the envelope tonight.
You'll never know.
That's in one of the envelopes. Also in one of the envelopes is the regular junkie prize they want us to give away, like the
identified as prize pack,
Jackson Hewitt tax kits, or what we like to call a zonk prize.
You never know what's going to be in the zonk prize envelope.
So the question now is, and keeping in mind that I know no one trusts us, but people generally seem to trust and are fond of Buzz. Buzz has three envelopes in his hand. You, my friend, would you like envelope A, B, or C?
I'm going to go with envelope B.
Envelope B.
What's the deal with this music?
I'm feeling good.
Dramatic, isn't it?
It's our new dramatic music.
Opening the envelope. It just sounds a little weird. Sir, you have selected. This is amazing. It's a trifecta. Our third zonk in a row.
Oh, no.
You have won, sir, a stale candy cane.
Oh,
congratulations.
All right,
Robbie, is that left over from Halloween or Christmas? Or for Christmas? And Buzz, just to be honest, open the other envelopes, please.
All right, three real envelopes. Envelope A says prize pack.
All right, prize pack. That would have been the crappy prize.
And envelope C, that must be the cash. And it was indeed $150.
$150. All right.
Better luck next time, sir.
Sorry, right, my friend.
Good luck, sir.
Thank you for listening to the cheapest radio show in the world.
All right.
Thank you. Hold on just a second. Well, that's how we play. Who wants to win a really cheap prize?
Very exciting. Yeah.
Okay.
Make a cheap deal.
Who wants to make a cheap deal? Right. I'm sorry. I guess we should get going with password.
We should indeed.
I'm in the mood for the Craig Wilson thing.
Mm-hmm.
How long can the people wait outside? I mean, they've been here almost an hour, right?
They've been here for a little while, but they could probably wait a little longer. We are looking for two additional contestants.
Hey, Rob, would you run out there just tell and ask them if they wait till the next break? If we just flew through this Craig Wilson.
Yeah, as fast as possible.
Well, hold on. Lisa's bringing them back now.
Hmm.
You know, sometimes
the well-oiled machine today, ladies and gentlemen.
I swear to God, this show, it's like on the Flintstones when they would open up the inside of the car and you'd have the birds that were talking to each other.
Right.
One of them would go, wow, this is a really crappy job. Tell me about it. My job's not. I mean, it's like.
Right. It's one of those days today.
We got going. There's like no communication happening today.
Seems to be an odd day.
Okay. Can the people wait for one more break, and then we'll bring them right in, and it'll be just nude password?
I think they've been moved to the green room, so they'll ask them there.
All right.
Very good. We do have a green room now, and it's lovely.
Yeah, it's okay. Nice.
Four chairs and a carpet.
All right, then let me get out the music here.
If it beats the cardboard box, guess
now they're walking back down to the lobby.
All right, we'll put them back in the green room.
Yeah, let's see if they make their way back to the green room.
They're getting dizzy.
Number five. Okay, disc number five. All right, and our apologies to this couple. The good news is this couple will win $500 today for playing Nude Password.
Very good.
And now, because we refuse to be intimidated by Craig Wilson, our weekly reading of his column in today's USA Today.
The final word.
Can I go first?
Hi, Craig Wilson. My family is very small. My mom, a brother, an aunt, and two cousins. So when one of my cousins died this month, I headed home. Georgie, as I still called him, although he would have turned 60 soon, suffered minimal brain damage at birth. He stuttered, never graduated from high school, and worked at a grocery store named Jubilee. He loved it there. Driving through the early morning darkness to open the place, to make sure the shopping carts were in order, to greet the first customers of the day. He stopped by for the morning paper and a donut. Although we grew up less than a mile apart, we were never close. As a kid, I was probably embarrassed by him, impatient with his slow speech. And then I went off to college in another life, seeing him only once a year or so. Whenever I came home and stopped by the store to pick up some milk. I wish I'd never met. I'm sorry about that now. Sorry I didn't make more of an effort to get to know him better. But he was an independent sort. Stubborn, some would say. And very content being alone. He had his cats, his cigars, his Buffalo Bills, and a sub sandwich he'd pick up on his way home from work. It was dinner more often than not. Just a few days before he died, he asked if a co-worker could bring him one to the hospital. My mom and brother and I visited there Christmas Day. But almost immediately he told us we'd better get home. As usual, he was worried about the weather. A storm was always looming in Georgie's world. They say the family is often the last to really know its members. Maybe they're right. As people came home, as people came through the funeral home, they told stories of a man I never knew. There was a story about a woman who broke her hip while doing the Jubilee Shuffle with him. There were people who said he knew. There were people who said he knew which shopping cart they wanted. Although for the life of me, I don't know how he could tell one from another. Another beautifully written column. Another was the woman at the post office who said he'd always bring her cookies, although she'd always protest. Oh, George, I'm on a diet, she'd say. You need your energy, he'd reply. He was the first person many saw in the morning, and to them that was a great comfort. They said it would be very odd not to see him standing there by Jubilee's front door. Georgie also was known for handing out root beer barrels. Those hard sugar candies from another era. 70 pounds of them. 70 pounds of them were found in his apartment. Maybe he was cornering the market. We don't know, but during calling hours, there was a basket of them at the end of the casket. Oh, people put them in their pockets. One last treat from a friend.
After the service, where he was laid out in the red and blue of the Buffalo Bills, my brother and I, along with men from the supermarket, carried him to his grave.
And then we gathered at the local Methodist church for a luncheon of ham and scalloped potatoes, green bean casserole, and three types of jello. Orange, lime, cherry. Each with the appropriate fruit floating inside.
A simple end to a fire. From Simple Life.
The final word by Craig Wilson.
Craig Wilson.
I think we did it justice.
These root beer barrels taste funny.
Jeez. Here we are now, Doug. Come on, say something for God's sake.
We make a commitment
right.
to read a column on the air every week.
We honor that commitment.
You have thrown an incredible roadblocks in the past.
Right. We've overcome another hurdle.
Yes, we have.
It's tough getting through that one. We made it, though.
Listen, I mean, if you read, though, the guy wasn't a total tard.
No.
Because the guy, obviously, had the job at the grocery store, drove the car himself.
He didn't know him that well, either.
Yeah. Sounds to me like the guy was rather gumpish.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, and we... Maybe
one of them borderlines.
And it was tough to get through it, but we're glad we did.
Yeah, we did.
Maybe next week we'll go back to, the prom decorating queen or whatever he was.
Or, antiquing or, dressing his dogs up.
And, I mean, those are more fun, but we have an obligation to read this column, and we're honoring that.
And something tells me... Now, we've received instant feedback from people who say that they have tried to email Craig Wilson and that he has had less than flattering things to say about us.
Huh. So, I mean, if you were going to be totally paranoid, we think maybe he throws columns out like this that he thinks we won't read.
He's sitting in his head where he goes, now, hold on a second. I wrote one about the Super Bowl. There's nothing that could be even interpreted as even relatively feminine than that. But hold on. Oh, my God. Not only can it be a tribute to Georgie, but I'm positive Don and Mike would never read this on their show. They're not that cruel.
So we're going to, we test that. And if he tests us, we rise to the challenge.
Sure we do. And
hopefully it'll get back to the columns that we love to read, the ones that we can read with reckless abandon.
And it is our tribute to Cousin Georgie.
Amen. And he will be missed. And Godspeed, Georgie.
Well, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you a-holes. You got me reading this column every Wednesday morning.
Well, see, we're doing some good.
And I thought there was no way in hell you would attempt this.
Yeah, well, now listen, hold on. When you read it, didn't you... Because you obviously read it before we went on the air today.
Right.
Did the thought cross your mind that he was writing it knowing that we wouldn't read it?
Well, I'm not as wrapped up in you as you are.
But
to tell you the truth, my thought was when I came across the quote from Georgie, I thought I can't wait to hear Mike do that voice. I'm not a stuttering gay guy.
I'm not as wrapped up in you as you are. Wow. That's funny.
And Georgie, there is no indication of the sexuality of Georgie.
None whatsoever.
And furthermore, I maintain that George's not a full-blown tard. No, that he could drive his car.
Yes.
He liked the Buffalo Bills. He liked the sandwiches.
He will be missed.
I bet he was prey for a cousin who would bring over some cigars and maybe a Buffalo Bills sweatshirt.
Oh, dear.
Get out of here.
Oh, dear.
See, now,
me.
Now
my comfort zone is being tested here.
Let me say something. How dare you? You called to chastise us to say you didn't think we would read it. And
he loved every
minute. I called to salute you.
Hats
off.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye. Kudos.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good day to you, sir.
Toodaloo ass. Just a simple man with a root beer fetish.
There you are.
And the column, incidentally, was titled...
God, just put it away, please.
Cousin Georgie's Cart.
Okay.
Was filled with joyful stories. Huh?
Well, we always do that. I understand. Yeah. That's right.
I'm done now. I'm done with it.
God.
Come on.
It was uplifting.
Let's see what he writes about next week.
Okay.
You got a break?
We should.
Yeah, we should. All right. Why is everybody so edgy today? We'll come back and nude password.
Yay. All right.
Debut of nude password. We'll play with the two stand-ups who, a guy and girl stand-up, All-Americans, actually came in with their... With their license, so we know they're old enough.
And we're still, a last-minute entrance.
Yes, that's
we're
right.
Still looking for them.
$500 online. What is this? Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the guy that calls for Buzz.
Oh, hi, sir.
Hi, Buzz.
I know I introduced him today.
I know. You guys gave him a great hello this morning.
Yes, he did. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right. Hey, keep up the good work, Buzz.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
See you later. We got to break. We'll be right back, everybody.
The Don and Mike Show.
you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFN. 202-432-1067. From New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight.
How about this lame-ass analysis?
All right, let's play the nude password here.
Providing a daily four-hour radio stink face. The Don and Mike Show.
I don't know how many of you are familiar with the old game password. Alan Lutton.
Do we have the theme to play?
I mean, this is like way back in the day. Yeah. This is like, I remember my mom watching this on a black and white TV. That's how old this show is.
Two passwords.
Now we have a guy and a girl. I don't know if they're a married couple or not. Coming in to play the game with us.
It might help if you put on Alan Ludden's glasses.
I
was watching it last night. He's a big gesturer, Alan Ludden. Nice fellow.
What did he say? Didn't he have a greeting or something like that?
You know, he closed with a thought on the one episode.
Tonight, I'll be eating Betty White.
God,
wasn't he married to
Betty White?
Yes, to Betty White.
They had a very happy marriage. One of the most. Hi there. Hi, how are you? What are you? You're plugging something even before you sit down.
Have a seat.
Grab the microphone.
Why don't you get mic number five working for yourself over there?
Want to grab that microphone, sir?
Yeah, hi. Kids, what are your names? Thank you for waiting. Who are you, sir?
I am Mike.
And Mike, what are you waving? What are you plugging there?
I'm just showing you guys what you missed out on. So I hate to do that, but just
are these the ladies that were here that left?
Those are not them themselves, but that is the event that they are associated with.
Oh, the lingerie show.
Now, are you associated with the event?
No.
At all?
No.
Neither? Well, then here. There you go. There's so much for that. Okay, don't worry about it.
Well, they understand that they were hot, but they didn't have
They're not here, and, you know, that's it.
You guys are. Mike, how old are you?
I'm 27.
Now, are you married to this beautiful lady, or just...
No, but involved with, yes.
Well, involved with.
Involved with.
In a relationship with, yeah.
In a relationship. And hi, what's your name, honey?
Angela.
And how would you describe your relationship with Mike?
Ups and downs.
Ups and downs. Hey, you know what? I appreciate your honesty, and I can certainly relate to you, sir. Very good.
All right.
All right,
we have $500, and being as you are not a married couple... Whatever money each of you wins, Rob, we're offering $100 in each round, right?
We can do it any way you
want. Yeah, let's do it like that. Let's do $100 in each round. One of you we're going to end up giving away $500 today. Maybe one of you will win it. Maybe both of you will win it. Maybe you win $200. Maybe she wins $300.
Okay? All right.
Or vice versa. Okay? Now, there's Robbie's microphone. Beautiful. Well, we're going to play five rounds of password.
Right.
Let me explain to you how you play password.
Okay,
for instance, Buzz, just give us any word at all. Go ahead.
The password is potato.
Okay, did you guys hear what that password was?
No, I didn't hear that.
Okay. Buzz said the password is potato.
Okay.
So, now that you know the password, I would try to get Mike to say that word. For instance, I would say, French fry.
McDonald's.
Idaho.
Redneck.
You know, you'd get the cuckoo on French fry because it's two words. If you want it to be clear, you got it. One word clues. That's the whole basis of the game.
One word clues. Okay, then I would say baked.
Joe Ardinger.
then I would say chives.
Chives. Sour cream.
Then I would say mashed.
Joe Ardinger.
Okay, I mean, so you get...
All right, I understand. Uh-huh. Right.
So it's a simple example.
It's a simple word that we'll offer up to you guys. Yeah, Mike?
I have a question.
Yeah.
The category headings, are those involved at all in the... are you supposed to try to get... that too, Rob. Maybe you could answer that question.
You mean like up here on the top?
Yeah, that's
exactly. The answer, Mike.
That is the answer.
That is password.
All the password clues that are below five per category.
Yes.
after they get all five of them, they have to try to guess what they all relate to.
Easy.
That's the plus part.
Oh. All right, easy.
We are set, and then Rob tells me that even on the that there's even another dumber part to password.
The alphabetics.
The alphabetics.
Now, do they have their headphones with either white noise or loud music so they won't be able to hear the password?
Yes we do.
If you put this on, it will be country music.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Is it on? And guys, you should both know that for each round of password that we play, you'll be forced to take off an article of clothing.
Right here.
So that you will, by the time we're done, we have 10 rounds here.
What he just said that you'll every round you'll have to take off an article of clothing. That's
okay.
Five,
all right. So while the while these two are now they are unable to hear us, correct?
Right.
They can't hear us? Okay, then let's start.
Are we going to start with clue 5 in category 10?
No. You know what, Mike? That's too close to what we just did on the air.
So we're going to go, what round do you want to go to?
Let's go to round.
Want to go all the way to 1?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Now,
number 1.
Now, you want me to give that or that?
No, you say the password is, because that's what we eventually want them to say.
Okay.
Right there. Okay.
All right.
But whisper it so they can't hear it.
The password is American Psycho.
Okay.
Now we also need to get Brent to say that.
What?
He should give that, because that's the word they're going to be giving right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Number 5, Rob?
Okay, yeah, no, number 1.
So number 1, all right?
Hold on. So the category... Wait a minute. Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
I'm out of here.
No, don't leave yet, Lisa. Do we want them to say... And they still can't hear us, right?
You know what? I think really
you shouldn't give the header.
You shouldn't give the header. That's why I asked.
You should give, like in this case, game 1, clue 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
So never give the. Now that we've given away the header, we shouldn't do that again, because we should just give the passwords, and then at the end, you mention all the passwords, and then the header is the big surprise.
Right. Ta-da.
All right, so everybody knows this is about American Psycho.
Yeah.
All right, so now I guess you're just announcing the
I will give the password right now.
The first, all right, the first password.
Okay.
Hold on. Put your headphones back on, kids.
Headphones on. Isolation booth.
Put the headphones
ready?
On. Hold on, let me get the music.
The password is drop cloth.
All right.
And take your headphones off, and they have how long, Rob?
As long as they want, they have... 4 clues to give. Who would like to give? Who would like to receive? You have to choose. One of you will be giving clues.
Boy, if we're having
receiving. Because what we're going to do is, the word that Mike just said, one of you guys will receive that word and try to get the other one to say it.
Okay.
All right, she'll take it.
All right.
Beautiful.
Not let him see it. Okay. Put your hand behind it.
Okay. Like remember, they have to be one word clues. Go. Good start. She's not saying anything. She's cute, though.
She is cute.
Can't wait to see her naked.
Easy on the eye. That's the third
Could be soon.
If they take too much time, you can bug them.
Sleeping bag? No, you keep going.
Next clue.
Next clue. Now, do we have to put the headphones on again?
No.
Do we have a category? Do we know the category?
No.
No, she's giving you the password.
Irrelevant.
She's trying to get you to say a word.
Covers.
You have 4. You better hurry. You got 4
restings.
Okay. Give him 2 more clues.
My head.
Like, no help.
No helping.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Put your headphones back on. You didn't get the first password.
But we can put it up on the board.
All right, you didn't get that one, so you didn't score.
Okay,
so we'll give it to you. That what she was trying to get you to say was
drop cloth.
Oh.
And what I was trying to get you to say over there when I was... Paint. Paint.
Okay, so now you can see behind you written is the word drop cloth.
Use all of his clues.
Mike, no more helping now. Yeah.
Well, you know, I was just trying to move it along a little
bit. I know
you
were.
All right. Okay.
And here we go again. They cannot hear us. They are listening to bad country music. Mike.
The password is... crazy.
All right, and this time I believe he will be giving to she.
Right.
All right, Lisa, if you would give him the word, please. No peeking now, honey.
Hold
no peeking.
There you
hold
go.
It back.
And are you ready? You have 60 seconds. You may give her four clues. Go.
Insane.
Crazy.
Yay!
Yeah, that's how you play it.
Good job.
Oh, fantastic.
There is your.
Well done.
There is your second word.
Now you guys can't hear me, right?
Yeah, put the headphones back on. Mike?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Paula, can you hear us?
You can hear us?
Yeah.
Right, now we can hear you.
Okay, turn that. Lisa, just crank it up all the way. Turn the music up all the way. God damn, this is a mess, isn't it?
There we go. Okay.
There you go. All right, they can't hear now.
All right, now they can't hear. Good. Well done.
The password is chainsaw.
All right, and she will give to him. Show her the word. And 60 seconds.
Massacre.
War.
Cutting.
Explode.
Oh, no. Keep going. You got more.
Lumberjack.
Time. Chop. One more clue.
Chainsaw.
Hey, you got it.
All right. Fantastic.
Drop cloth. Crazy. Chainsaw.
Very good.
Now, at any time, if they think they know the pass, what we're looking for here.
Yeah, they can guess if they want.
They can guess if they want.
Okay.
Okay. Lisa, turn the music up again way loud. Okay, she's got it down to a science now. All right, Mike, are you ready for the next one?
Yes, I am, Don.
This one should give it away. I think we should have a winner on this one. Mike, we're ready for the password.
The password is Huey Lewis.
All right, now he is giving to she. Rob, just show him the word. Don't even let him hold it. You have 60 seconds.
That's what Alan Lunnan used to do. He used to just show it to them and he'd pull it back.
That's very true.
You have 60 seconds. You may ask your girlfriend for clues. Go. One word clues.
News.
Sports.
Television?
Two clues left. Gotta disqualify if you do any more mimicking. One more word.
80s.
Any idea, honey?
Radio, no. No.
No idea?
No.
No. Right, pretty good clues. We were looking for Huey Lewis.
Oh. Huey Lewis.
Yeah, even if they know, they can't guess because they didn't get that on the board.
Ah, okay. All right, so now we got a clue number five.
Here we go.
We were rocking.
All right, put the music back on.
Is the music back on? Can you guys hear?
Good, I can't hear. Okay, Mike, the final password.
The final password is the movie.
Movie. Okay, now, she will be giving to him, Rob, again. Simply show her the word. Okay? All right. Headphones off, guys. 60 seconds.
Film.
And go.
Film.
Movie.
Yay! Got it. Fantastic. All right, now, there you go. Drop cloth, crazy, chainsaw, Huey Lewis, movie, for $100. Now, who do we let the... How do we decide who's going to get the money here?
This is not like any password game I've ever seen.
Me either.
I guess whoever has the answer.
Are there
your clues? How much time do they have to guess?
Let me just ask, do either of you know the answer? Yes or no, do either of you know the answer?
I do not know the answer.
No.
I
mean, you do not. All right, then you're out, honey. And if you would like, you may guess, sir.
Well, he just told you he didn't know the answer.
He didn't know the answer?
It's just one. No, I
didn't.
No,
neither one of them know the answer.
Okay, all right.
No, wait, the answer isn't necessarily just one word.
Right. It could be, okay.
It could be anything.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No.
Oh, no,
sorry.
No, would you like to guess, honey?
No, that would have been my guess.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We are looking for American Psycho.
American Psycho,
because you might remember he had a drop cloth. He was crazy. He killed the women with a chainsaw.
Right.
He's, do you like Huey Lewis?
Very good. And see, now I understand that at the end of this, it'll be the big surprise. Excuse me.
Oh, God.
Okay, wow. Now it's time to remove one article of clothing.
Yeah, take something off.
What will you be removing,
both
kids?
Both of us or one of us?
Both of you.
Both of you.
Okay, I'm doing my boots and my socks, I guess.
Boots and socks boots coming and off socks. Here right now. Absolutely.
So that means that the next round...
And what are you removing, sir?
I'm gonna change it up by taking off the tie shirt.
He's taking off the tie
and shirt.
Peachy.
Okay. Yay.
All right. Any chance we could change the seating arrangement? Is that possible? Well, actually, no. I know that's fine. You're over there. That's
okay.
Right.
If they're gonna alternate on who's giving clues, the way it works on the show is the person who's guessing, not the person who's giving clues. The person who's guessing has to guess what the password is up at top. So that will be the person who gets first guess. If they don't get it, the other person can get it. It'll alternate.
Whatever.
I'll follow it in my head. Don't worry.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, Mike, let's go to...
So technically, it really doesn't matter who goes first, though.
Well, we should alternate so everyone gets a turn, though.
But, I mean, if they both get a guess, what does it matter who goes first?
Because if the person has the opportunity to guess first, then the other person is shut out.
Oh, my God. Let's just play the game. Let's just have naked people play the game.
I'm all right.
You ready for category two?
Number six.
We're going to six?
Go to six. Yeah, we're just going to flip all over the place.
All right, we're going to go to six.
Number six. Now, we are not going to let you, the home listener, know what the category is.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
All right, we're going to give you the password. The headphones are on. Here we go. And
we're playing for another $100 here.
All right, in our sixth category, the password is handsome.
Okay, now he's giving to her. Headphones off, please.
Headphones off.
You have 60 seconds and go.
Me.
Man.
Attractive.
Sexy.
Footsome.
I guess what you're trying to do, you dummy.
Oh, I get it.
What an idiot. That's not legal either.
No. She has not a clue. No. Oh,
I'm sorry. The password was handsome.
Which is why he said
handsome, footsome. See, that would do. You said some. It was in the word, so you probably wouldn't have been able to get away with it.
Okay, fair enough.
Right.
Headphones on.
Here we go.
That's right. They would have gotten this. They would have gotten that.
All right.
The no-no sound.
Here we go.
Okay. Here is the second password, Mike.
The password is accountant.
Okay, you just got a buzz?
I think so, yeah.
All right, headphones off. Show her the word, please. You have 60 seconds on the clock. Ready, and...
Oh, this thing's not queued up. God damn it.
I think you're doing a good job, though, with all the sound effects and stuff.
I'm trying. Here we go. Okay, there. Go.
Taxes.
IRS.
Boring.
Accountant.
Hey! Nicely done.
Yeah. Nice.
That was strong.
Now, if either of you thinks at this point, you might have the...
Only him. Then.
Only he can guess. Do you have a guess on the category?
What might the category be if it says handsome accountant? He may get... Now, if he gets it wrong, he's not penalized.
Right. You can guess.
You can guess.
Handsome accountant. I can't...
You don't have... All right, let's keep playing. No problem.
Put the headphones back on.
All right.
And here we go now with...
and you can play at home, too, ladies and gentlemen.
With clue number three. Password number three, Mike.
The password is... Singer.
All right, Rob, show it to him, please.
Got it.
And if you're ready, here is 60 seconds on the clock, and go.
Ringer.
Bell.
Song.
Writer.
He might have the dumbest boyfriend in the history.
Honest to God, he is playing the game so badly.
Michael Jackson.
One word.
Chair.
Rock.
No, wow. I'm sorry. The password was singer.
Oh, man.
Singer. And now you have an opportunity.
No guess.
What?
Because they didn't get it.
Oh.
They don't get a chance to guess.
They don't get the word.
She's penalized because he's stupid.
Exactly.
Such is life.
Right?
Yeah.
I think what was his first clue?
His first clue
was ringer.
You can't use. Well, they got the headphones on, so now we have to give the next password.
Well, then let's go, Mike. We are now going to clue number four. Password number four.
The password is sweat.
That's the password.
Okay. Headphones off, please, kids. You got it? 60 seconds and go.
Hot. Jogging. Running.
Hold on, you got to give
it. I have to wait for him to do something.
No, that's okay. You can play the game like that.
Olympics.
Mm-mm.
Give one more word.
Pouring. Sex.
Oh,
Hold on. That's too many. I'm sorry. That's too many words.
All right.
The word dumb was sweat.
Sweat.
Right. You might want to explain to him where you were going with that. You know, I mean, I followed it.
Sweat.
Yeah, sweat
running,
when you have sex, jogging. You sweat when you go, you know, jogging.
Right. Once again, now, up on the board, you have these passwords. Handsome, accountant, singer, sweat. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, these two people, mainly him, have been so dumb, they are not able to guess yet.
That's correct, and now we're ready for the next password.
Yes, put your headphones back on so that they cannot hear us. Beautiful, and Mike, we're ready for the final password in this category.
The final password is hand.
All right, headphones off, please. He's giving to her 60 seconds. Four clues. Go.
Foot.
Toe.
Clap. Encore.
Clapper.
One more. Finger.
Applause.
No, I'm sorry. Wow. It was hand. Hand.
Now that means that they don't even get to guess, do they now?
Well, I guess they have to now because it's the end of the round.
All right,
well,
there are your passwords right there.
Do either one of you know what we're looking for here?
Handsome, accountant, singer, sweat, hand.
Anybody?
We're looking for a person.
Anybody.
All right, I'm sorry. We were looking for, the header was Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy, that's okay.
This man right. Knew that.
No problem.
What will you like to take off now?
What are you be? What
I'm
will the
take off my shirt?
You're gonna take off the shirt.
Yeah,
bravo.
Now we're gonna get
bravo.
It.
Lovely little burgundy brassiere.
Nice.
Oh, you didn't need to do that. All right,
taking his shirt off too.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, what category next, Alan?
You know what? Hey, Rob, we're gonna sneak one more in.
Okay, that's
break
fine.
Here.
Very good.
Let's go with. All right, let's give them a real chance to win. Let's go with...
Do you want to up the stakes this round, since it's been so cheap so far? Or you still want to go $100 a round?
$100.
All right. Now, come on. I mean, we got plenty of rounds here.
We do.
Let's go to, Mike, let's do number two.
Category number two.
I'm flipping all over the page. We're not doing these in the order that they were written.
Gotcha, Don.
Number two, okay.
All right.
Kids, they have the headphones on?
Yeah.
I would just say right now, she is, if he can't hear me. Damn, she is hot. She's really a good-looking girl.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice tees.
Very good.
Very nice tees. And a really nice bra.
Absolutely.
We'll see them shortly. Mike, first password.
The password is Watergate.
No.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you know, they're five clues, so why don't we just kind of reverse the order, and I'll jump right back in since I gave that one already.
Well, they didn't hear it, though.
You want me to go to the top?
Yeah, please.
All right.
Christ. All right, the password is old.
You want to do it just right.
Please?
Because it's been done so just right.
Please, we're working on it.
Right,
we're trying.
We
we're baby stepping.
Okay. She's giving, right? You're giving now? Your turn to give?
Mm-hmm. She's giving. And 60 seconds to get him to say that word. Go.
Geriatric.
Old.
Oh, there you go.
You got it.
Do it. Old. There's your first. Now, hold on before you put those headphones back on. You do have the chance to win $100.
Right.
You may guess. You, sir, without your shirt on, you may guess simply with the word old.
And this is a person? Maybe not. George Burns.
George?
No.
All right.
That would be dead.
Well, I guess so.
Headphones
right.
Back on, please.
Okay. Oh, geez.
Ready? And...
I hope I don't screw up this time. The password is mustache.
There you go. All right, Robbie, you ready? He's got the word. You have 60 seconds. Go.
Beard.
Hair.
Lip.
Mustache.
Hey,
well
nicely
played.
Done. Now that was well
there
played.
Oh, very good.
Thank
now,
you. Thank you.
You, honey, take a look at the board. You have those two clues, old and mustache. Any idea?
Would you like to guess?
Mm-hmm.
You'll win $100 right now if you can get it.
I'll just skip. I'll just wait and get some more.
Okay, sure. All right, very good.
Put the headphones back on.
Favorite clue coming up.
Am I ready for this password?
The password is Nazi.
Okay, you know what? They're going to think it's someone, but it's not.
I know. This is true.
Okay, let's...
yeah, that's right.
Take the headphones off. And I believe who is who's giving here?
Oh.
All right, you ready? And go.
Hitler.
World War II?
SS.
Nazi.
Nazi!
Nazi!
All right, now, you guys are 3 for 3. You're doing a great job.
Now, if you, sir,
yes,
can come up with the answer based on those three clues, you will immediately win $100. The clues are old, mustache, Nazi.
Could it be Hitler?
No. I'm terribly sorry. And since I screwed up before, I think our listening audience might have an idea.
I bet they do.
Very good.
All right, headphones back on. Headphones back on.
You ready?
Yeah.
The password is bald.
All right. Take the headphones off. Headphones off. Before we play, though, just let me tell you. I would tell you what I was telling you when you couldn't hear when you had the headphones on. Nice tease. That's a compliment.
Thank you.
And you now have 60 seconds to get her to say that word. Go.
All right.
Rogaine.
Bald.
Yeah!
Hey, very good. Nicely done.
So now, honey.
Old mustache, Nazi, bald.
Yes. Any idea? If you get this, you will win the $100. He will not. Any idea?
No.
No.
Oh, all right, let's go to our final password. This one should cement it for them. Are the headphones on?
They are.
Okay, now, of course, everybody at home already knows this.
Yeah, because I screwed up so bad. The password is Watergate.
See, but you did, though, because...
Well, but technically it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, but no, if you said Watergate first, it would, because that would make it easier.
Really, you want to go old mustache Nazi bald Watergate,
okay,
right?
But, okay. Yeah. Off with the headphones. Robbie, who's giving, who's receiving?
Yeah.
She's giving? Okay, now... You got to give me a second for my TikTok to get ready here. So to give you a moment to think about what you're going to give him as far as clues go. 60 seconds. Oh, damn. What is it? The TikTok, is this thing on? There it is.
Gotcha.
Go.
Scandal.
Clinton.
Kennedy.
Watergate?
Yeah.
Watergate!
Wow.
It almost brought down the Kennedy administration.
Wow.
That means you're going to get a chance to guess.
Wow. Now, here are your clues. Yeah. Old, mustache, Nazi,
bald,
Watergate. What is the password?
This is tricky.
This is tricky.
We are probably the worst people to be
not
playing
for
this
listeners.
Game.
Kissinger, I know that's not right.
Kissinger, no. Yeah, I told you it wouldn't have mattered.
I don't know where the Kissinger is.
Maybe you've
you.
No, I don't know anyway.
G. Gordon Liddy.
G. Gordon Liddy.
G. Gordon.
Well,
there it is.
All right, kids. All right. What will you be taking off
take
now?
Off my skirt.
Skirt coming off here. Fantastic.
Taking off my skirt.
Very, very exciting.
You go. And you, sir, what are you?
My shoes and socks.
He's taking his shoes and socks. Ah, the matching panties. Bravo.
Beautiful. You have a beautiful.
Very nice.
Password is
fun.
A beautiful girlfriend wearing a nice. Now, is that like a velvet thing that you've got on? That's beautiful.
Very lovely.
Well, should we break here, Ron?
We should.
We should? Okay, then do we want to. How about, should I give him a chance to play the alphabetics, or is that at the very end?
That's at the end.
That's at the end. Okay.
At the end.
Well, then right now we have no money given away.
No money, but who knows what's going to happen? They might get one category coming up here sometime. And they're getting naked.
Really, you guys couldn't get Liddy from old mustache Nazi bald in Watergate?
I didn't know he's Jewish.
Yeah, I'd never seen a picture of him, so I didn't.
He's not Jewish.
It has nothing to do with Jewish.
Why am I thinking Jewish?
Oh, well, probably because of the Nazi thing.
Never knows.
Why?
Yeah, that's a good clue.
All right, you know what, Mike? As you and I now go through the, you know what? I think we should just go to whatever you consider be for the next one. The absolute
well, I agree with you.
Easiest one.
Yes. I think you did pick the easiest category. And so this is extremely difficult. But I would say let's just give a chance for a category number three.
Number
No, they won't get that.
Hold on, wait a minute. Number three?
How about...
They won't get number. They won't get category number three. Well, they won't get category number five.
What about 10? What about 10?
Number 10.
Think about 10. Think about... Hey, put your headphones on for a second, guys, so you can't hear us.
Hold on.
Kennedy, what?
Yeah, I mean...
If they were sitting...
Yeah, you know what?
They sit in the lobby during
absolutely.
The show. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay,
that's
headphones off. Headphones off. Okay, Ked, you can take your headphones off.
And we're going to take a break?
Yeah, we're going to take a break.
Very good.
Both of you still have the chance to play for money. She's in her bra and her panties, and goddammit, she's hot. Mm-hmm.
And he's got his shoes and socks off.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
They broadcast wrong time, dear. Don, dear, and Mike, dear.
There are so many things happening today on the show. First off, you
maintain composure.
First off, you guys in here, both of you, you are sworn to secrecy, okay, for the conversation you just heard me having?
Indeed.
Okay. We're hearing some behind-the-scenes stuff that's happening. Very tough. I mean, we can't ask them to leave. They're half naked. They had to be in the room to hear some phone calls. Lisa came in and tells me that, that of course, you know, there are conspiracy theorists out there.
Yes.
And now we apparently have more than one sleuth who is convinced that this contest is rigged.
This has been rigged.
Okay, why and how?
Well, this is not a phone call that we received on a request line like the several that we're receiving while we're doing this. A call came in on the business line about a guy who's very upset about the whole Kennedy clue. And I had him transferred back to me so I could discuss this. And he said, I know that your contest is bogus. This is a rigged contest. And I said, well, please, you know, elaborate. He said, the Kennedy clue in Watergate, when people think of scandal in Kennedy, they think assassination. Where did they get Watergate? It's fixed. I said, see, sir, that's the funny thing. See, these people are stupid.
Where did he get Kennedy from?
She said Kennedy.
Don't you remember?
Yeah.
When we were doing the Liddy thing.
Yeah.
She said to him, Kennedy.
Oh, she said Kennedy.
And he did say Watergate right after she said Kennedy.
Ah, so he's convinced, since that's a false clue, and, you know, most of the people listening, we don't have the brightest audience, but most of the people listening know that...
Lisa, I think we have the brightest audience.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Absolutely.
I take that back. So if anybody has complaints about the contest, don't call the business line, okay? Call the request line so that we can deal with it.
And you know what? They're both boyfriend and girlfriend, and someone's going to win money.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if it's rigged.
And they're going to be naked.
Yeah,
let's put it. Yeah. Trust me, sir, if you were concerned about that clue, they didn't know anything. Wouldn't that be safe to say, kids?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we want you both to put your headphones back on now. Mike and I have selected what we believe is the easiest category.
Game 10?
This is game 10, yes.
Number 10, Robbie. And if they are ready, now, you know, Jesus Christ, now, they can't hear us, right? Keep in mind that they were sitting in the lobby today while we were reading something that you listened to on the radio show. What is the first password, Mike?
The password is Wednesday.
All right. Rob, who's giving?
By my calculation, you gave last. So
you know what? We know.
And what are their names?
Please.
You and you.
Do we have their names by any chance?
Angela.
Yeah.
Angela.
Mike and Angela.
Mike and Angela.
Very good.
Because we both...
We jot those down so we can make this a little more personal.
We've both been doing this you and you thing.
Thank you, Mike.
Let me tell you that, Mike, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've been told Harry Connick a lot of times.
You do look like... That's a good one. I like that one.
And Angela, who have you been told? Yeah, look at her shake her head at him.
Yeah. No, everyone just tells me I look like someone they know. So, I never get celebrity.
Little Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
You're cute.
You think so?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're cute. We just say you could definitely trade up.
Wow. Hey, Mike, nice enough to come down.
Hey.
Getting all sorts of abuse today. Michael!
All right, so, Robbie, who's giving? Is Mike giving to Angela?
Mike is giving to Angela.
And he already has the password.
You have 60 seconds and go.
Yes. Weak.
Frail.
Middle.
Section?
Day.
Wednesday.
Yeah, very good. Right, that would be illegal on the regular password, yes, but was. Congratulations.
Really? You couldn't say day because say day was part of the word.
Oh, but this is rigged.
That's right, Buzz, it's rigged.
I will be aware. We'll give it to you Wednesday now. She may guess. You may, hey, Angela?
Yeah.
You can guess.
Adam's family?
No. Hey, but good one. I like that.
That's good. For you.
Thinking of giving Adam a clue, but
it was very nice.
Shut up, Mike.
Wow. Headphones back on, please.
Sport.
Headphones right. back. You are. You're a good guy. Yeah. Headphones back on.
The password is life partner.
Good clue. I mean, good word. Let's see if they have good clues. Are you guys ready now? Angela, you'll be giving to Mike. And incidentally, they're both getting close to being naked as we fulfill our dream to play.
Very good.
Nude password. Ready, Angela? I feel much better with you giving the clues on this than him, though. Go.
Marriage.
Love.
Claire. Claire.
Lesbian.
Hi, Claire.
Hello, Claire. You're out there.
Newman Williams. Another clue, please.
Dating. Couple.
Lovemaking.
Yes.
That's all. That's four right there.
That's
four.
It. I'm so sorry.
That's four.
The password was life partner.
Life partner. Now, that was hard to come up with. I'll give you that one. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
But life partner.
There's a hyphenation going on.
Yeah, a little hyphenation.
Hold on. We got a call for Lisa here. Frank is mad at Lisa. Is that Frank? Frank, are you there, Frank? Frank, why are you mad at Lisa? Frank. Oh, Frank.
Nope, he hung up. He was mad at you, but he hung up.
Lisa greeted you, though, Frank. I'll have you know that.
Flipping off the telephone. Okay, headphones back on, kids.
All right.
For nude password. Now, they should get it on this one. Mike.
Thanks. The password is columnist.
Yeah, before you show them the word, here's the call.
Okay,
right here. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah.
Is this Frank?
No, this is Simon.
Hi, Simon.
Hello.
What do you
Listen,
say?
I'm kind of a little upset and perturbed at this moment after listening Lisa.
What's her name?
Say that we're all dumb out here. We're not dumb.
Lisa, you want
How
to take a microphone?
How could you say listeners is dumb and stupid?
This is pretty much, I believe.
No,
what
I have no response to this.
She's right here, sir.
What do you mean you have no response?
Yeah.
You're representative of the show. They try to get fans and keep fans, and you're dissing us?
These are the customers.
Yeah, Lisa.
I'm sorry, Simon. You're not stupid. You're a genius.
I am a genius.
Good
I listen
you.
To a lot
right.
of radio shows, Missy. All right? I listen to shows all day long.
Is this Glenn the janitor?
No, this is not. This is Simon, and I live in New Jersey. And your screener was making fun of me and saying I was dumb because I sit at home all day and listen to the radio.
Simon.
And because I live at home with my mother. Lots of people live home with their mothers.
That's
I'm
right.
saving.
Hey, now, Lisa.
You have to dump that.
I dumped that. Lisa.
Wow.
Lisa just dropped the F-bomb on that guy.
Wow. Simple Simon.
Did you say our listeners are stupid?
I said that there might not be the brightest listening audience out there. That's all I said.
All right.
I wasn't.
It was really a possibility.
Right.
Any of you, any of you dummies out there that were offended by that, I apologize. Okay.
Let me just say though that if you're smart, you wouldn't be offended by that comment.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're stupid, you'd probably be offended by it. If you're stupid, you're really upset. Like Simple Simon.
All right, let's get back to playing password.
Lisa, you and that mouth of yours.
I'm sorry.
Boy, oh boy.
Why Alan Ludden never took calls during the real
time. No, he just got all discombobulated. Now, I had given the password already, right?
Yeah, and Rob, yes, Mike's already given it.
Okay. I've already given it, yes, so who's going to give?
I believe you're giving, right?
Mike is giving to Angela, and here's 60 seconds. Go.
Bookwald.
I don't know. Give me another one.
Newspaper.
Stand?
Writer?
Kenneth.
Journalist.
I'm terribly sorry.
Here we have been calling Mike an umdum, and I will tell you, he gave you outstanding clues.
The password was columnist.
Columnist.
Our friend used to work for a paper.
So now your clues.
Yeah, you can't guess right now, but you can take a look at those clues.
The clues are Wednesday, life partner, columnist.
Very good. I think Mike might have it, but we have to move on now because you can't guess right now. Put your headphones back on.
Put them back on.
Here we go.
And Mike, are you ready to give us the next password?
Apparently not.
The password is pansy.
It was better than some of the words that were.
You know what?
Yeah.
But a lovely word.
Some of the words that
one
were
of
originally
my favorites, Don.
Bandied about. You know what? Some of those might come up as clues.
Well, you know what? Some of those words would have been more controversial, but I don't think any would have been as funny.
All right, Angela, you'll be giving to Mike. There's the word. You have 60 seconds and go.
Wuss.
Pussy.
No.
Wow.
Win? Okay. Flower.
Good clues.
Great clue.
Homosexual.
Gay.
Queer.
Yeah.
Gay. Get better and better, huh?
Weak.
Angela's clues are fantastic.
I said win, right?
All right, that's your last clue. What is it, Angela?
I mean.
Oh no!
What are you saying?
Word culture?
No, I'm terribly sorry. The password.
Botanist.
The password was pansy.
Oh, pansy.
Pansy. That's why when she went right from the first clue to wussy to flower, it was brilliant.
It was perfect.
Yeah, good play.
I'm seeing the trail now.
Very good.
But again, you can't guess because you haven't gotten it right. So
having a tough time in this round.
You've got to get this one right in order to put the headphones on, the soundproof headphones. Mike, our final password in this round is?
The password is USA Today.
All right. That's okay. It's one item. Yeah, in case there's any question as to whether or not it's more than one word, it is just, it serves as one item. We bent the rules to make it easier for the contestant.
All right, headphones off, please. Yeah. Mike, you're giving to Angela. Now keep in mind, this will be the chance to win the big money because I think you guys have figured this one out. 60 seconds, go.
Gannett.
Good clue.
That's good. Major. Newspaper.
Oh, Enron.
Kennedy.
We're out,
Nazi. Right?
Watergate.
Kennedy.
Everywhere.
No, she already guessed.
Oh, that's
she already guessed. That's it. No.
Well,
we're looking for
USA Today.
USA Today. And because she didn't get it, that means Mike. You can hazard a guess now at the end of this round 10.
No, she should get first guess, then he gets a guess.
All right.
Well, she was guessing.
Rob, I'm tempted to flip you off right now. I thought I had the rules down. What the F does it matter since they both didn't get it? Mike, do a guess. I'm editorial privileging right now.
I'm going to guess Art Buchwald. No. I don't read USA Today.
That's okay. That's all right.
Angela, do you have any idea?
No, my best was Ann Landers, but USA
Today. Oh, okay. See, it didn't really matter.
Yeah, Mike, I'm sorry, you're right.
No problem.
Craig Wilson.
Craig Wilson, we had read his column earlier on the show.
While you guys were sitting out in the lobby?
The lobby.
That is right.
Yeah,
that is
you know the column that we read like this? That column?
Right. That's why we thought you might get it.
Yeah. All right, let's, we give it away. No, Mike, take something else off, please.
Yes, time to remove clothing.
What are you taking off?
I'm taking off my The bra!
Bravo! Oh, wonderful!
Makes all of this worthwhile.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Really? I didn't even take off my pants.
Oh, dear. Oh, God. No.
Yeah.
Why am I sitting here? Oh, dear.
Yeah, it
smells like root beer in here.
All right, let's see. They didn't get Liddy. They didn't get...
A little lack of
Craig Wilson.
I didn't get Craig Wilson.
Uh-uh.
All right, Mike, this one they're going to get.
Okay, well, what are we going to?
Number nine.
Number nine.
Yeah. We are going to have a cash winner on this one.
Please.
And then they're both going to be naked.
Uh-huh.
And then what we'll do is we'll, I guess what we'll just do the, we'll break it and we'll do the ABC thing for the extra money.
Alphabetics.
Alphabetics, excuse
all right.
me.
All right.
Okay, the
headphones are on.
Headphones on. Okay, the first password, Mike, please.
The password is criminal.
All right. That's the password.
I believe Angela Gibbs here, yes?
Yes, Angela Gibbs.
Angela.
Sure does.
That's the word, and go.
Prison.
Jail.
Lawbreaker.
God, you got beautiful teeth.
Criminal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey,
you got criminal.
Good job.
Good job, Mike.
Thank you.
There is, and of course, it's your very first password in the category. Would you like to try to guess?
I mean, it doesn't cost you anything to guess.
Yeah,
criminal.
Guess.
Who's the highest profile criminal?
You ever get...
That's a good thought process. That's a good... Bin Laden.
He's not actually a criminal.
No, it's
a
good guess. Very good guess.
All right. Yeah, hey, let me ask you a question while her headphones... No, you leave your headphones on. You put your headphones back on.
Oh, man.
No,
come on.
You ever get into a... fitty talking her?
Say again?
You ever get into fitty talking with her?
It has occurred.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, very good.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, you got to put your headphones on now.
Man, okay, put the headphones on. She's got a nice rack. I'm
very
sorry.
Good.
Okay, here you go. Here's the next password.
The password is... bite.
This might give it away, I think.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, hey, who are we dealing with?
Yeah. Okay, Mike.
Watergate. Oh,
Angela, it was nothing but positive things that I...
Okay, I'm sure it was.
No doubt. I swear to God it was.
Okay.
Let's see.
Mike's going to be giving.
Mike's giving. Mike, are you ready?
Sure am.
That's the word. Go.
Teeth.
Tongue.
Chomp.
Mouth. Bite.
Bite! You got it!
Way to go, Angela.
Right, so now, Angela.
Well done.
You can win $100.
Mm.
Mike seems to know what it is, but it's Angela's guess.
It's Angela. Now, hey, Mike, stop it.
Sorry, just
stop
showing excitement.
Stop
enthusiasm.
Do you have any idea? It's good. Your clues are criminal and bite.
Hannibal?
No.
Good guess.
Good guess, though. Very good.
All right. Sorry about that.
Make it a spread.
Put the headphones back on.
Very good.
The current score is 0-0.
We give away. No money. No money at all.
That's great. Terrific.
Although I think that Mike, the shirtless guy who was just down to his underpants.
Yeah, if he gets, he's going to be receiving, so if he gets it. Well, I'm in my password voice right now.
He's got it. Mike, what is our password?
The password is here.
Here. All right, headphones off, please.
Headphones off. Angela's giving?
Yes.
Angela's giving, and
okay.
That's the word. Ready? Go.
Listen.
Ear.
No. Ear, he got it.
Yay.
It'll be our first money winner here.
Oh, here you go.
I don't know.
Criminal. Bite. Ear.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah!
For you, Mike.
Finally.
Congratulations.
Finally. Mike, you've won $100.
Thank you.
That's terrific.
The other passwords we had were disqualified and boxer.
Good job. I knew you had it, Mike. You were reacting like that.
Well, thanks.
Now, let me see if there's anything here. I'd like to give you a chance, Angela, to win $100.
Yeah.
All right, you know what? Mike, let's go with number three.
Okay, I was hoping for number eight, but that's all right.
Hold on, number eight? What was that?
I just kind of like the clues in that category.
Yeah, but you know what? She'd never get it, though.
No, she wouldn't. Yeah.
You know, we can play with Buzz, though.
Okay.
Let's play with Buzz.
All right.
Number eight.
All right. I'm going to read. Do you want to just read, Buzz, the clues?
Yeah.
All right, Buzz, here are the clues. You ready?
Ready.
Number one, ancient.
Old. No. We're just going to read you the clues.
Okay.
Number two, dying.
Uh-huh.
Number three, kicker.
Uh-huh.
Number four, vomit.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to try to guess?
Sam Huff.
And number five, announcer.
I'm stumped. I don't know.
Pat Summerall.
Oh, see, it's sports, don't you know?
No, it's not.
All right.
Sports. Okay. We'll go with number three because I think it's pretty easy.
Kicker.
This would be
Yeah, like he was a kicker.
Oh, okay.
He was a place.
I wouldn't have known that.
That's all how right. he got his start.
All right, headphones on. This will be the final regular password. Oh,
hold on a second.
Hold on, headphones off.
Headphones off.
Oh, you gotta take your underpants off.
Not yet. Why are we?
Oh, not around? The guy. God.
We're doing a new round. We're doing a new round.
I'm sitting next to the guy.
You got after we're naked anyway.
What?
I mean, why keep playing once we get naked? What's the point?
Because
to win money,
to win more money.
Okay.
Oh God.
Because after this round, you're gonna play a game worth $300.
I hate it when guys get naked.
Yeah.
I love it when girls get naked. Though.
Wow.
Oh,
look at his thing.
I'm right next to. I am right next to his ass.
She is beautiful.
She is very, very attractive.
She is gorgeous.
Right.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, him.
Oh, him.
Oh, hi. Hey, Lisa, get a good look.
I did, thanks.
Okay, can we play?
Yep, headphones on, please, guys.
Lisa, would you like to crawl under the console or anything?
Because I like to do that.
Both, sure. Yes, because she likes, right, she likes
children.
Angela and Mike are both naked. Mike, we're playing with number three. And our first password?
The password is liar.
All right. Let's see.
I believe Mike is giving, right?
Mike is giving to Andrew.
He's giving something.
Go.
All right. Fib.
Lie.
You want to give it to her?
Yeah, I think
it's
liar. Yeah, liar would be the first.
Liar.
Thanks.
Liar.
Cool.
You may guess now. And this round is all about Angela.
All about Angela.
Bill Clinton.
No.
No, yeah, but good guess. Very good guess.
Wow. Put the headphones back on, please. And here is the second clue.
The password is obese.
Okay. Headphones off. Headphones off, please.
Angela, give this time.
Angela's giving to Mike. Angela, that's your password, and go.
Fat.
Another clue, please.
Morbidly.
Nice clue.
Great clue.
What a shame. Now, she has thus far said fat and morbidly.
How about another clue? We're talking about a lot of the world here.
Overweight.
The refrigerator?
The refrigerator.
Like Perry.
Oh,
yeah.
I ran out of time.
Oh, that's
only one guess?
Yeah, you only get one guess. I'm sorry.
All right. It was obese.
Obese.
Oh. Obese.
Obese.
And when she said morbidly, it was perfect.
Good clues.
It was something we've all heard.
Good. Really good. Morbidly obese. Now, again, Angela, you can't guess yet, but you're playing here for yourself now to win the money. So think about who might be a liar and who might be obese.
Obese. Okay.
And there you go. They've got the bad music playing again, so they can't hear us. They are both, incidentally, good-looking people, and they are naked as we play Nude Password. Mike, our third password.
The password is hemorrhoid.
All right, headphones off, please.
Mike gives.
Mike gives. Something tells me this one might be in Mike's wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Especially
ready,
at
Mike?
Moment.
Go.
Cream.
Semen?
Oh. Close.
Ass. Problem.
Lubrication?
You can give her one more.
That is a problem, wow. Angela.
You can give her one leaking.
Oh no.
Swollen. All right, that's all the clues.
Penis.
No. We know where your mind's been.
No, we were looking for the word hemorrhoid.
Hemorrhoid. And no hemorrhoid. Guessing will be allowed since you weren't able to get hemorrhoid.
Now, listen, again, though, I think we're painting a pretty easy picture for you here, Angela. Liar, obese, hemorrhoid.
Very good.
Put your headphones back on, please.
That's what I have.
You know, you got a real insight into the world of Angela, though.
You really did. You knew where her mind was at.
She was doing a good job with the clues.
Lubrication can be a problem.
They have the headphones on. They can't hear us. They're both naked. Mike, what is our next password?
The password is disc jockey.
Okay. Beautiful.
Headphones off, please.
And Angela, you're given to your boyfriend, Mike.
Okay.
60 seconds, go.
Don.
Mike.
DJ, radio.
Give it to him. Yeah. Disc jockey. Yeah, that's okay, right, DJ. Now,
Angela, you can put
an obese DJ with hemorrhoids who is a liar.
Yes.
Wow. Tricky.
I guess it should be really obvious, but it's not. So let's keep going.
Okay, right, we're gonna keep going.
Right, we have one more. Put the headphones back on.
I have no idea.
The next clue should give it to you. You should get it with the next clue.
The password is Bav.
Yeah. All right, headphones off, please.
Who gives?
And it's Mike giving to Angela. Angela's chance to win $100. Ready and go.
Ear.
Listen.
Mute.
Deaf.
Deaf! You got it. Way to go. Yeah.
Keep in mind, they're both naked.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it Mike's turn to guess?
No. Angela gets the turn to guess. Angela, for $100.
A deaf liar who's a DJ who's obese and has hemorrhoids.
Yes.
Can you give me a rhymes with or anything?
I can't give you a rhymes with. I'm sorry. This has been major news.
Oh. Oh, jeez.
Your clues
really
again.
Really stupid here.
Your clues are liar, obese, hemorrhoid, DJ, and deaf.
I'll tell you, it rhymes with a ZZ Top song.
Okay. Yes.
Mm, that's the one hint I'll give you there. Mm.
No?
No.
Rush Limbo.
Rush Limbo.
You, of course, are thinking of the song
Tush.
Tush. So, what that means is, let me see, we have not given away. We've given away $100.
$100 to Mike.
Mike has $100. So, we have $400. We're going to keep you guys naked for one more break. And when you come back, we're going to play the alphabetics game.
How's that work?
Now, easy.
Now, the way this is they have 60 seconds. It's 60 seconds, right, Rob?
Right. But you know what? We can probably be a little relaxed on that if need be.
Here's the deal. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 words. I will give out a letter. Mike, you got that list in front of you?
I do indeed.
I give out the letter. For instance, Angela then knows that word. She gets Mike to say that word. If you can get all 10 words, we'll give you guys each $200. With a time limit of
whatever. We'll be a little flexible.
Yeah, but Rob, you know what? I'm telling you right now, as I look at this, you better change number 3. Don't you agree, Mike? There's no way they're going to get that?
I would doubt it. I would strongly doubt it. You mean letter, the third letter?
Yeah, the one that's because it's ABC.
Right.
Would you guys get chlamydia?
Probably not.
Possibly.
Yeah. I'm not asking you to think you personally would get
chlamydia. No,
sitting in that chair, you might have a chance of getting it.
That's chlamydia.
Okay, all right. Well, we've changed it anyway.
We changed it anyway.
That too tricky?
Yeah.
Now, are we going to give them all at once? Here you go, Rob.
No, we go like A.
And then we give the password and then
B and then the password.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we're both guessing as a team.
No.
One of you will elect to give, one will receive through all of alphabetics.
Through all 10.
Okay.
They're all 10.
Well, since normally they would see on the screen and it would be able to go quicker, and every time they got it, they would get the password. What we should probably do is when we give the passwords, we give all the passwords at once.
Yeah, right, in
advance. And then we rapid fire, Rob will write them down and give them to Mike.
Correct. So that way the listeners will know the words in advance.
You'll go through the letters and I will give the password.
Correct.
Very
and
good.
I tell you what, there are 10 words here. How about we give them a 2-minute time limit?
2-minute time limit, that's fantastic.
So if you guys can get all 10 words from A to J in 2 minutes, working as a team, we'll give each of you $200.
Very good.
You decide during the commercials who's going to give and who's going to receive. They are naked now. And
yes, they are.
Applaud
Bravo.
That. We are, in fact, playing Naked Password.
It is a lot of fun.
And you know what? Maybe it is better that we've only got two people playing.
Well, it might have been a little more confused.
But I do know we do have the right two people playing the game.
We do indeed. Absolutely.
That sure is right. Isn't it, Kennedy?
Yes, it is.
You deaf Nazi. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Charlie, nobody's watching. Charlie. That's good, Charlie.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Oh! Charlie!
dreams you could not imagine. The marvelous surprises that await you.
Grandpa.
Oh, Charlie, you've done it. Whee!
Have a shooting star.
That is sick, man.
Stay tuned for more love. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, keep in mind that it's hot balls in action tonight.
Yeah, hot balls.
You're fighting Don and Mike Gutter Balls. We'll be bowling tonight in Chantilly, Virginia.
Chantilly,
Virginia. Bowl America. That's where we're going to be on Stonecroft Boulevard. We're bowling against a team called the Turd Cutters.
Very exciting, Don.
I will tell you, because of the 9 o'clock start, I'm thinking about limiting myself to one game.
One game, yes. So get out there early so you can see us quickly.
Go Balls. We'd love to meet you. Come on out tonight. Always a good time when the Gutter Balls are in action. Tonight we're going to be at Chantilly, Virginia at Bowl America against the Turd Cutters.
Very exciting.
Yeah. We are joined for the first ever edition of Nude Password with Mike and Angela.
Mike and Angela, two wonderful contestants, great sports.
And take your shirt off.
Yeah, look at her.
Nice to see that during the commercial break, Mike kept his pants off.
Yes, he did.
During the entire time.
Now, Angela was robed, and now they are both naked.
They are both absolutely naked. Are you two comfortable?
Uh-huh.
You seem to both be very comfortable with your nudity. Have you ever been practicing nudists?
Somewhat.
I figured as much, yeah.
You know what, those, you're too good looking to be a nudist. I mean, really, don't you find most times you go to the nudist camps that the women are just absolute?
Pretty scary.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a bunch of Tyne Daly's running around there. Yeah.
Bunch of pigs. So here's the deal. Let me see. Mike won $100.
Mike has the only money so far, $100.
Yeah, we do have $500 to give away. And we'd like to give each of you $200 more. We're going to play the alphabetics now. You're going to have 2 minutes. There are 10 words, words that start with these letters. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, and J.
Don will give you the letter when it's time, if you've successfully gotten the previous word. After he gives you the letter, you'll have your time to get the word.
Now, it'll be up to you guys to decide. Oh, I'm going to need my password music again.
Oh, it's true.
We got one guess per... No, you don't get one guess. You just have to, within the 2 minutes, you have to get all the words.
Okay. All 10 words.
Great.
Now, you guys will have to decide among yourselves, for all 10 words, who will give and who will receive.
Okay.
I have a recommendation.
Yeah.
Means I would think Angela might be better to give than to receive.
To give than receive.
That's what I think.
Is that what you guys have decided?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. All right. Well, then we're going to run down the words now, and we're going to need you guys to put your headphones back on while we run down the words.
Alrighty. Did we lose our kooky password music?
I believe we did. It's got to be somewhere.
Well, then...
You put it away in the Doobie Brothers.
I got it. What a dope I am.
All right, here we go. We're going to put the password music in. Can you guys hear? Obviously, they cannot. They're listening to some music.
They're listening to some bad country music.
Now, John, I'll ask you for the letters, and then I will give you the words.
In the 2 minutes that they have, these are the words in Play the Alphabetics. For the letter A, the word is...
Anus.
For the letter B, the word is...
Balls.
For the letter C, the word is...
Cat.
For the letter D, the word is...
Dumbass.
For the letter E, the word is...
Excrement.
For the letter F, the word is...
Fudge.
For the letter G, the word is...
Genitals.
For the letter H, the word is...
Hangover.
For the letter I, the word is...
Idiot.
And for the letter J, the word is...
Jelly.
Okay, one more time.
Sorry?
A.
Anus.
B.
Balls.
C.
Chlamydia. Oh, I'm sorry, cat.
D.
Dumbass.
E.
Excrement.
F.
Fudge.
G.
Genitals.
H.
Hangover.
I.
Idiot.
J.
Jelly.
Okay.
All right, kids. Headphones off.
Headphones off. Let's give Angela the list.
All right.
You got the list for her? You have 2 minutes to get your boyfriend. Now, Rob, make sure he can't see that.
Okay.
Make sure he can't see that. Here, do you... Yeah, that's right.
All right, very good.
All right, you got 2 minutes to get him to say these words.
All right.
Go on my instruction. I'll say first word A.
Uh-huh.
And then you, as many as it takes, if you get all 10 words in 2 minutes, we will give you each $200 in cash.
Okay. Good luck, kids.
Ready,
Thank
Angela?
You.
Thank you.
Go with the letter A now.
Butthole.
Ass. Anus.
Yes.
Letter B.
Penis.
Vagina.
The bowling. Letter is
member. Oh, boner.
Bowling.
Ball.
The letter C.
Meow.
Cat.
The letter D.
Stupid.
Dumb. Dork.
Beavis and Butthead.
Yes. Billhole. dump.
You want to pass?
Yeah, let's pass. Let's come back.
All right, go back to E. Okay.
Excreting.
Oh. This is E?
E.
Expel.
Discharge.
Excretion. Excrement.
Ah!
Okay. F.
Chocolate.
Feces.
Chocolate.
Art.
Chocolate.
Flavor.
Chocolate. Caramel. Grandma. Chocolate. Candy.
You better pass and come back to it. G.
Fruit.
Vagina. Penis.
G.
G.
Balls. Vagina. Skip.
You pass.
Let's go to H.
Go to H.
Drinking. Painful.
Drunk. High.
Just checking the letters.
That painful.
Oh, you want to skip this? Let's go to letter I.
Hurtful?
Okay. I.
Letter I.
Moron.
Idiot.
Thank
you. Got it. Letter J.
Donut.
I'll give you one more minute.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Donut.
Jack.
Squirts.
Jizz.
Peanut butter.
Jam. Jelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Back to D.
D. Stupid. Retard. Moron.
Door.
Idiot.
Give me more words.
Lame.
Drain.
Retarded.
Go back to F.
Me.
You are a...
chocolate.
Candy bar. I mean, it's freaking F.
Yes.
F.
Chocolate. Caramel. Peanut butter.
All right, you're doing a great job. Try G again on him.
G. Private. Yes, yes.
Looking down in his lap.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Look in your lap.
Right.
Look in your lap.
What would you call that?
What is...
I don't
know
what it is,
but...
No! Oh, my God.
Genitals.
And the other thing was fudge. It was chocolate fudge.
And you,
H was hangover, and you was dumbass.
Thank you.
There it is.
You are,
let's give them both a round of applause.
You are a dumbass. Now, you know what?
We tried.
Yeah, why not? I'm going to give her $400.
Yay!
She ended.
Because she did give great clues. Yeah. She was looking directly at her vagina and looking directly at your penis and saying, G. And you're saying like, penis?
We have more pet names we use.
I understand.
I'll give you credit.
Just
you
did, put your pants back on, please.
You did get anus, balls, cat, excrement, idiots.
They never got hangover. Either, right?
And jelly. No, hangover was one they didn't get either.
No, but they got cat.
They got cat. Very good.
See, I didn't think they'd get chlamydia.
Well, you know, with all the difficulty, I think Mike and Angela were wonderful contestants.
They're very nice.
Good job, kids.
Very nice. And we have a request on the instant feedback. Would you meow a little more, Angela? They're really...
Meow.
Ah, there we go.
There's some guys in the audience apparently who had the beach towels out.
Somebody's enjoying themselves at home.
You.
Well, did you kids have a good time?
Sure did.
Yes, it was
wonderful.
Great. Thank you so much.
Angela, take $400.
Thank you.
Go out and see about maybe getting some classes for your boyfriend. You go. Mike, it was a pleasure meeting you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. He thinks. That's right.
Right. Thank you. I think.
Wonderful.
All right, get out of here. Well, I guess we'll wait for Angela to put her clothes on.
Yes, she's putting her clothes on right now. They're doing it as rapidly as they possibly can. It's necessary for you to get all dressed really quickly and then leave so we can talk about you.
Now, Angela gets the $400 and Mike gets the $100. Angela, any
incidentally, idea? That's a good look with just the boots and the
like
underwear.
That?
I like that a lot.
Thank you.
Mm,
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah. Oh, no, 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 no.
Come over and feel this.
Behave yourself. Behave yourself. God.
Yeah, Alan Ludden would never.
No, Alan Ludden would never pull that at all.
Leather pants.
That wouldn't
maybe.
Happen. That wouldn't happen with Alan Ludden.
Maybe.
Underwear. My goodness. All right, Angela, you better get out of here.
You guys do it all the time? You have sex all the time?
Yes.
You guys do everything?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's for you.
You sounded like a real old man there.
That's for you.
You sounded like a classic dude. You do everything. Good for you, youngsters.
God bless you.
Way to go. I just got a window into the kind of dirty old man you're going to be, too. You'll have, like, the youngsters over at the cocktail party. You guys do everything? Good for you.
Good for you.
Adam, yeah, way to go, kid.
All right. Well, listen, wow, I didn't realize what a short skirt you had on to begin with.
Yes, short leather skirt.
Beautiful. Angela, very nice meeting
you.
Thank you. Nice job, kids.
Nice.
Pleasure meeting you. Give you a round of applause. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Nice to you as well, my friend. Thank you for being
Don't forget your wallet and your tie.
Yeah, indeed.
All right, Mike, come on. Get out of here.
Come on, Mike. Get out of here.
Mike, let's go. Move.
Do
that outside.
She's finished faster.
She's got less clothes.
All right. Go, get out of here.
There's your wallet. All right, thank you. Thank you all very much. Thanks. You got everything. Goodbye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Say hi to your brother, Joe Ardinger, while you're out there.
Will do. There you go.
Mike's a slow-moving guy. Slow-moving guy in a lot of ways.
Angela and her boyfriend, Joey from Friends.
There you go. He did look a little like Joey from Friends.
A little.
He did. My God.
Hello, Mike. Are you there? Don and Mike show. Hello.
Well, you let them go before I could ream that guy. That guy is dumb as a stump.
Yeah, he is not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
But we sure...
You gotta check out your people before you bring them in, because you got to get people at least familiar with the show.
No, thanks ridiculous. For the advice. Okay, well, you know, we're really glad that we had those participants. We really are.
Yeah. As dumb as that guy may or may not be, he is leaving here today with Angela.
Yeah, and that's his girlfriend who got the $400.
That's right.
So he's doing okay.
He got something going on.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see. You know, this is how these games go. We work out the bugs the first time.
Right.
I think everybody could play along at home.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
We definitely got the sound effects and the whispering and stuff down.
I'll tell you, the categories were solid.
People got naked. Let me try one with Buzz. Another one with Buzz that we didn't get
to.
Okay. You know what? This would be great, because I'll actually try to get Buzz. You know what, Mike? Do you still have your list?
Yeah.
Let's try to get Buzz to say the words.
Yeah, all right. You'll do one, and I'll do one. All right. What category are we doing here?
You want to do, how about number four?
All right, number four.
Number four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very good. And you want to go with the first one?
Sure.
Okay.
Stuck. Glue. Backup.
Reverse. Can I jump in and give him one?
Sure.
Drano.
Clog.
Right.
Clog. First word, clogged.
Mm-hmm.
Second word. I'll go first. Meds.
Pills. Very good.
Third word, Mike. You can go first.
All right. Toilet.
Plunger.
Diarrhea.
Runs.
Movement.
Matter.
Poop.
Medical.
Remnants.
Feces.
Yeah, fecal.
Fecal. All right.
All right, next word. The next word.
Okay, I've got it. Ready?
All right, ready? Go ahead.
Prostate.
Swollen.
Similar.
Enlarged.
Very good.
And I will take the last one. Cob.
Corn.
Excellent.
Now, Buzz. What is the password, being as your clues are?
Clogged. Pills.
Fecal.
Fecal enlarged corn.
Man. That could be anything Mike and I have had. Diverticulitis.
Think celebrity.
Hemorrhoids.
Enlarged corn. Fecal. Pills.
Think clogged, the first word you had.
Right. And think pills.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Elvis.
There you go.
Of course.
And Elvis is...
Elvis is colon.
There it is.
Colon.
that's right.
Chalky would have pushed me over the top, I think.
There you go. Well, we could try number 7. I bet he gets that one.
Chuck, are we going to number 7? Yeah, let's try number 7.
All right, we'll do one more with Buzz.
I love the game. And, Don, this time we won't jump in on each other's. We'll do one at a time.
Okay.
Show. Radio. Medium. Television.
Nice.
First word to Mike.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Hockey, basketball, football,
sports.
All right.
Alcohol.
Booze.
Mike.
Jameson's.
Rob.
Thank you.
Beer.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay. All right, number 4, ready?
Yes.
Petroleum.
Vaseline.
Very good.
I know the answer, by the way. Times.
Times.
Post.
A paper, a newspaper.
Yes.
And that's all of them, Buzz, right. And I guess you can guess the category?
Rudy Martsky.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Now that's how you play the game. We sliced and diced that one.
Big fun.
TV, sports, beer, Vaseline, newspaper.
Yeah. Not really a beer. It's a TV set.
There you go. Also no longer on the show.
Oh, wow. That's sad.
Rudy Martsky. Yeah, it's too bad. We miss Rudy a lot too.
I like the password.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey guys, forget all those little producers you got out in the audience. You guys won. That was an excellent show. You know, it doesn't matter how smart that guy was. The job was to get the girl naked.
Very good.
Beautiful naked girl in there.
Yep.
You guys had a great show.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I thought the game was great, too. And I also think it's pathetic that JFK can't afford a website and NEW lets you post those pictures now. And also...
Hold on, wait, slow down a second.
NEW has done you guys a favor, because every time I used to go to the JFK website, there's nothing there.
Right. Well, the JFK website is worthless.
Yeah, and then WNEW, it's like we can actually see everything that's going on now.
Right, that's... That's a fact. But, we don't disagree with that.
And I also love Lisa Herndon. Very much.
Well, stand in line.
And well, she's been taking a little heat today, so I'm sure
I was very upset. I just want to let her know I would eat the corn right out of her Duke.
Thank you, my friend.
He loves Lisa because he's a smart listener.
There you go. Stand in line, though. Stand in line for that corn.
There you go.
Some of that Indian corn.
Good corn.
We got to break. I think we're not taking many phone calls today. We'll probably do that at open break coming right up, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-433-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight.
Well, opinions are like swords, Your Honor. Everybody's got one.
The hot number, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. We're running very late today. We'll take a couple of your phone calls before news time with Buzz. Let me tell you, tomorrow on the show, we have no money to give away, but we keep giving away money. Isn't that funny?
Pretty amazing. Someone's going to get in trouble.
Eventually, someone's going to have to sign these checks.
That's right.
Tomorrow, we're giving away money. We're going to be playing a game called Who Do You Know? Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Turn your radio down, please.
Hello? Oh, come on. What the hell's that? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing? I was wanting to speak to Mike.
Yeah, I'm right here, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great.
Hey, I heard you're quite a bit of a golfer.
Well, I like to hit the egg. Yes, I do.
I'm not on the air or anything, am I?
Yes, you are on the air, sir. Yeah. I'm glad you were able to figure that out.
I was hoping I wouldn't be because he took a commercial break.
Yeah, we're on the air, duh.
No, that's no good for me.
That's great.
Right. All right, D.A.
Take care.
Toodaloo, ass.
Toodaloo, ass.
TLA. Tomorrow on the show, this game, Who Do You Know? That's a brand new game.
Yeah. Very good.
Plus tomorrow, joining us live from the Super Bowl, our friend from Fox NFL Sunday, JB, James Brown.
Yes, the big Super Bowl. And, a lot of talk about this Super Bowl. Yeah.
A lot of people
talking about a big upset.
No way. Take the Rams and the points.
Team of Destiny.
Hello, Don and Mike show. What did you say, Team of Destiny?
Yeah. That's the mantra.
I agree.
Don and Mike show.
Oh, have I done something to these telephones now?
Hold on a second.
Hello?
What are you going to be serving at your Super Bowl party? I just thought I'd take advantage of a dead moment in the show.
I am concentrating on the phones. How come? See the light on number 5 flash on, off, on, off.
Chili.
So, hello, Don. Well, there you go. All right, now that I fixed the phones. The Cunny Honey's in charge of that, Mike.
Can I bring anything?
Just yourself and your pills.
Ah, very good. Okay, no problem.
Yourself and your pills. Let me see. I mentioned tomorrow, JB from Fox NFL Sunday.
Right. He's at the Bowl.
At the Bowl. Coming very soon to the show, the debut of Porno Football. We've talked about this. Mm. We'll get to this right after the Super Bowl. And something I talked about earlier today during my State of the Show address.
Yes.
A contest in which guys will be coming down. It is a contest of attrition to see which guy can eat the largest number of his own boogers.
That is the day that I will call in sick.
Yeah.
I am feeling queasy already. Uh-huh. You know, I remember that one time you had one that you sent out to the fans. Yeah. And that was really, you know, I'm thinking of all the gross things we've done recently. That was the hot dog eatings got to me. The pumpkin pie eating got to me. Mm-hmm. The booger eating, I don't know how I'm going to handle it. I might have to look out the window.
Nah, come on, it'll be a good show.
You don't get even slightly fazed by booger eating.
No, I don't. No.
How do you feel that stacks up against the guy who sucked the brains out of the skull?
Nothing.
Really?
Not even. The booger eating will be... I commit to our listening audience. If there's a segment of you out there that enjoys the gross, and I know there is, I think that this will be the ultimate.
Mm-hmm. Guys coming in, and now you just eat your own boogers. You don't eat anybody else's.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of difference in the world.
Yeah. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
How's it going?
Okay, my friend.
What's up? How are you guys doing today? I loved your wonderful trivia earlier.
Thank you. The password, thanks.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Thanks.
Anytime.
You sound like trouble. Yeah. I knew it.
You
I knew
right.
it was trouble.
Yeah. Gotcha. That calls for you, Buzz, I believe. Hello, Mike. Donna Mike Show. Well, didn't it make like that gurgling sound at the end?
A gurgling sound, yeah.
Hello, Mike.
Some kind of water pipe or hookah, perhaps.
Paul, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Paul.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, Paul.
Don, how you doing? Listen, you keep saying take the Rams and the points, but the Rams are favored, aren't they?
What is the betting problem? I was curious about that. Right. You were saying that you were confusing me with that.
Okay.
You keep confusing me.
You're saying take the points, you want to take New England.
Right.
You want to bet on New England with the points.
No.
You bet that New England...
No, this guy's right that I'm screwing up what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, take the Rams, even if the Rams are favored to win by 21 points.
So when you were saying take the points yesterday, you meant take the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Is that right, sir? Would that be the way you'd say it?
And Paul,
yeah, I'm only 19. You don't have to call me.
Paul, you're right. I'm effing it up. What I'm saying is
is that right, Sonny?
No.
No matter what the line is.
Right. You're saying take the Rams.
Yeah, take the Rams.
If you're taking the pants, when you take the points, it means you take the underdog.
All right, well, then don't.
Then take the points.
Right. Yeah, Mike is saying take the points.
Pat Summerall. All right, so we're disagreeing on this one. I'm saying take the points.
And you say
take the Rams.
I don't care if the Rams are favored by 50 points.
Right now the Rams are favored by 2 touchdowns.
By 14.
And I say take the points.
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get on the radio. I don't know if you know Hofstra University in Long Island.
Yes,
I have a radio station here, and I had an interview and everything.
Yeah.
I'd like to know if you have any advice how I can get, because there's to be a training class and everything that I want to get into radio. I don't know if you have any advice for me. What should I do?
You want to get yourself a nice, clean gun. A nice, cool gun. and you know, where's that saying? Here's my advice for anyone who's thinking about getting into the wacky world of radio.
Now, what you're going to find happening is that your mind is going to be playing some tricks on you before you audition. You might be feeling like this, but listen to the solution of the problem.
Here's the answer. If you're thinking about getting into radio, listen.
Nervous.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well,
here's your solution.
Way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out.
Here it is.
You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
There's the solution.
That's my advice for you, Paul. Thank you, my friend. Get a nice, cool gun.
Good luck.
And if he works that out, then he can just light his farts on fire when he goes on the air.
Get the hell out of my business.
Oh, here's another piece of advice.
Not only is she a pretty girl, but she's a great singer.
What was that, Brian?
Brian also is trying to give us some advice as well. The line on the game is the Rams.
He's the greatest guy in the world.
The Rams are favored by 14.
Ooh, 14.
I'm telling you, I don't care if that line goes up to 16 or 17 or 18.
Is there a limit you would have?
No. There's no limit.
Like if it went up to 21?
No. As a matter of fact.
You think the Rams will win by 3 touchdowns?
I think it doesn't matter that if the line is 21, I would still bet on the Rams.
But if you were betting on the Rams, to cover the points, but you say they'd cover 21 points?
I think they will. Now,
so you think they're going to win by 3 touchdowns?
Do I think? I think they have the potential to, if the game plays out that way. If the line is 21 points, yes, I think.
So you think they're going to pay attention to the spread?
The Rams? I don't know if they pay attention to the spread.
I'm just trying to get your mindset here. You seem very calm.
My mind
is telling me I will not run. I will not run.
My mind is telling me.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What? God, I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act.
They'd have been great. Are you kidding? They'd have been fantastic.
Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out.
Because we really got off heavy on it, you know. It was great.
And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
Here you go, Brian Wilson with Rod Steiger.
Very interesting interview.
What I'm saying is I am confident enough by Friday, whatever the line is on Friday, which is normally the latest line before the game, the Rams will cover it. And if you want to make a bet with me on Friday, based on the line before we get off here on Friday.
Yeah, on Friday, we'll do it on Friday. I want to see if the spread goes below 14 points, I don't want to bet it. But if it goes above 14 points, I'm there with you, and we'll do another bet.
You're on.
Be more interesting at your house, too, because we can be very competitive with you.
Sure will.
That'll be fun.
Sure enough will, Mike.
Why not?
I look forward to that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, you know, I just had a question about that booger contest.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, you know, I mean, you really can't produce that many boogers out of one nose. So I was wondering if I finished my own, could I, like, eat somebody else's?
No, it's just an eat-your-own booger contest. And really, it's one of those that's just in the planning stages right now.
I smell a hot contest.
Oh, I love Don and Mike's show.
I actually wanted to add on to that gentleman's last call. Can we, like, save some supplies for the days leading up to the contest?
I think that might.
Why not?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the dried ones, everybody brings them down in their own envelope.
Like a Ziploc.
And I think, really, you probably have to give people, like, a week's notice.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. It's just something I'm thinking about. Just keep that in mind. We're going to have a booger-eating contest.
What is wrong with me? This is making me almost sick to my stomach.
But you love it.
Here I am enthusiastically endorsing it.
Hello, Tom. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
What's
all right, man. I was just wondering if you guys could play.
He knew and want to thank Shlomo for providing that. It's a friend of Buzz and mine.
We just played it, but here it is one more time. Okay.
Good day.
Charlie is watching. Charlie. That's good, Charlie.
Grandpa, this banana is fantastic.
Oh! Charlie! Charlie.
Grandpa?
In your wildest dreams, you could not imagine the marvelous surprises that await you.
Grandpa!
Oh! Charlie, you've done it! Whee!
Have a shooting star!
Oh, dear.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
When the moon is in the angry house, and during sex you can't complete.
It's your guy, Mike.
When your car is on the sidewalk, it's time to get back on the street. This is the dawning of the age of Silexia. The age of Silexia. 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 We just out of the taxi. You know that it is a joke. Maybe if you smoke some of Buzz's weed, you'd have a productive poke. This is the dawning of the age of Silexia. Age of Silexia.
Well, that was a real tour de force today. He kind of got back on his game today.
Let's go to Bob.
A world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Jesus
one
Christ.
Man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
Hi. He made it up.
There you go, Buzz. What is your lead story tonight on the news show?
Well, we have everything but our top story today. Rosie O'Donnell finally comes out of the closet.
Oh. What a shocker.
Are you shocked?
Hi. Hi, everybody. Does Parker know?
That is simply
shocking.
Shocking.
Yes.
Stay tuned. For news and comments, coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very gay professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from playing Tesla?
More comedy in their left channel than most radio shows can in full stereo. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, I think we mentioned this once. I'll mention it again. The Gunner Balls tonight continue our bowling excellence. But we take on the turd cutters now. Make sure you get there early. One game only. We're bowling at 9 o'clock. At Chantilly Bowl America in Chantilly, Virginia.
Looking forward to it.
Or as people who like to pretend they're educated say...
Chantilly, Virginia.
People who are having their offices cleaned out today say... Chantilly, Virginia.
People who are leaving their Messerschmitts by the elevator door.
Say Chantilly. Let's go to Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Rosie O'Donnell will talk about her female lovers in her upcoming autobiography. Lovers, plural. That's the word from the New York Daily News. The paper quotes folks who've seen the book as saying O'Donnell comes out of the closet.
Shocking.
In a matter-of-fact way.
Yeah, I'm gay. Parker, this is what mommy likes to do.
I'm out of the closet, and I've had a number of lovers.
I eat V, and I like it when my V is eaten.
Poor Parker. Oh, this is the first time O'Donnell's people are not denying the reports. They say the book due out in April is, quote, a personal journey.
My V is a mess. Eat my V. It will be grosser than your booger eating contest.
Yes, it would.
You'll find hot, crunchy things in my V as well.
You can videotape the booger eating contest before you let me look at that. Passengers are being allowed back into the terminal that was evacuated today at San Francisco International Airport. But they still haven't found the man who caused the evacuation.
No, they never do that.
Security spotted some explosives. They had the guy. They spotted explosives residue on the guy's shoes. And then the guy disappeared into the crowd. The United Terminal was closed for about 2.5 hours while thousands of people were evacuated.
Here's the head of security.
We had a good time that night. I got off on the intimacy of it. It was really fun.
I can't believe they've lost the guy. The terminal was found to be safe and secure, but the man did get away.
I leave residue when I evacuate.
Yes.
Man, do I.
Is it explosive?
You bet it is.
Yeah, well, yes, it is, Buzz.
Experts say the explosives material could have been anything from fireworks residue to a heart patient's nitroglycerin. We don't know yet.
Only the small ones.
We're waiting to hear. A pilot for U.S. Airways, meanwhile, says he was fired for refusing to take off his hat.
It happened at a security checkpoint in the Philadelphia International Airport back in October. Security says Captain Ed Graff was combative and refused to follow an officer's order. Graff says the screeners overreacted. The Pilots Association is appealing his dismissal. Two other U.S. Airways pilots have been disciplined, also for incidents in Philadelphia. Nothing surprising about the reactions overseas to President Bush's State of the Union speech. The president singled out Somalia, Bosnia, and the Philippines as homes to terrorist training camps.
Yeah, good for him for calling it out. He had bad stuff to say about Iraq, yeah.
North Korea.
Right? Yeah.
A grateful response, first of all, from Somalia, a weak government that says it welcomes the help in evicting the terrorists, but an angry response from the Philippines, which sees this as an excuse for the U.S. to send in more military personnel. A Filipino official says, quote, the president of a friendly country does not threaten another friendly country.
Phil? Filipino?
The president also, as you mentioned, targeted Iran, Iraq, and North Korea last night as terrorist-friendly countries. Prove it, says Iran, which accuses the U.S. of interfering in its internal domestic affairs.
Prove it. Prove it. Okay. We okay. Land Tuesday.
Until a few weeks ago, there were few companies more respected than the accounting firm of Arthur Andersen. The Enron story changed all that, and this isn't going to help. The company is now being accused by congressional investigators of missing an accounting error in a 1999 audit of NASA, the space agency.
Here they are at Arthur Andersen, trying to figure out the books. They're cooking the books.
Oh.
There you go. They think they have it, but they don't.
There they are.
They missed an accounting error, apparently. An error of $644 million. Oops. Wow. Probably a transposition, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was very nervous. Yeah, I had butterflies in my stomach.
The federal...
They'll get it this time.
They'll cook it.
Can hear their pencils.
No.
Oh!
Yeah!
There they are.
The federal government is setting up phony websites to try to lure the kind of people easily duped by investment scams.
Rob Spiewak!
The Security and Exchange Commission has opened a whole string of websites on the internet chock full of phony investment opportunities.
Ah, Buzz, you're doing a story about the internet, which means yes. It's time for... another episode of DonandMike.com.
Hi!
www.DonandMikeShow. Whenever you mention the internet, you know, we get the alarm.
Well, apparently one of these investment opportunities included a bogus company that supposedly makes anthrax detectors.
So that that company is bogus, too.
Yes, it is. Those who entered
Mr.
their... those who entered their credit card numbers and clicked buy got a pop-up message that read, if you responded to an investment idea like this, you could get scammed. Consumer groups say the fake websites by the government are a good idea.
Here they are working on those websites now. Designing. These are our website designers.
The webmasters.
They're going to get it in a second.
You know, Rosie O'Donnell would click on buy.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Click on buy. Click on buy. Foolish pride.
We're being told that Attorney General John Ashcroft had nothing to do with the cover-up.
Ashcroft.
We're talking about the curtains recently purchased by the Justice Department. Officials say the curtains went up because they make a better backdrop for television.
Me curtains?
No, just blue curtains.
It's curtains for you, Ashcroft.
It's about a statue's tease.
They say it has nothing to do with the semi-nude statues that have appeared behind the Attorney General during his news conferences. Ashcroft is a conservative from Missouri who leads daily prayer sessions at the Justice Department. The curtains cost taxpayers $8,000. Justice officials say Ashcroft had nothing to do with the decision to hang the curtains that now hide the statues behind him.
Cover up that statue's tease.
After all he went through, after everything he did, Rudy Giuliani would never be condemned by the city council. But the New York Post says it could happen today.
Why?
The paper says a resolution will be introduced today condemning Giuliani for the last-minute deals he made regarding baseball stadiums. The city's facing a $4 billion deficit. The deals Giuliani made in his final days as mayor would put $800 million into new stadiums for the Mets and the Yankees, while actually lowering their rent by tens of millions of dollars.
The deal also gave the teams 60-day escape clauses in case they decide to leave the city. It also canceled an $83,000 debt the Mets owed to the city.
Okay, I want to talk to a dumbass?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right, here we go. Dumbass alert. His name is John. He's from New Jersey.
Hi, John.
Very good. That's what it says on the screen. Hey, man, you guys are stealing Ron and Fez's song.
Okay, very good.
Against someone who's not bright enough to know that we are friends with Ron and Fez, love and them. That is a way of promoting their show. Hello, dumbass.
Hello? Don? Mike?
Yeah, D.A.
Yes, how can we help you? John?
Dumbass.
Speak to us.
Hello, Don, Mike?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yes, D.A.
No, I'm afraid.
Don, Mike?
No, I'm afraid he's hip to it.
The thing is, I busted him. I shouldn't have announced on the air what he wanted to talk about.
Exactly. Now he's trying to work us. You see, very good.
My mistake. Okay. Goodbye. Hold on. Robert the Angry Mailman is on the phone. Robert.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Robert. Dude.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
How you doing, Robert?
What's with the one game tonight, man? I'll follow you to hell and back, but goddamn, one game?
One game, it's at 9 o'clock.
One game. Listen, I got stuff I got to do early tomorrow morning. I mean, I got to do stuff like at like 6:15 a.m. tomorrow morning, like work stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, like I don't have to get up early in the morning to get your mail to your sorry ass.
Hey, Robert, I guarantee you, the one game we play tonight will give you plenty of opportunities for wagering.
Hey, we're going to play the Robert the Angry Mailman game tonight.
All right.
I'm challenging all women out there, suck face with me.
There you go. All right, if you'd like to suck face with Robert the Angry Mailman, come out to Chantilly tonight.
We'll see you out there.
Too.
Hey, are you coming in for the movies on Friday?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm going to try to.
Rob, you know what? We really got to go buy a copy of Ebony and Ivory to make that the new because it's you and Stossel.
Yeah, we have to make that the theme song.
Black and
Ebony
White.
Ebony and Ivory?
Yeah.
You never heard that dumb song?
Yeah, I heard that crappy-ass song.
Right. Yeah, see, now I know it'll work.
All right, bye, Robert.
Hey, great show, man.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
Who knows?
Yeah.
He's angry. You never know with Robert.
Compliment? Not a compliment.
Jesus Christ, it was a compliment.
I don't know. Well, we got a break.
All right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is TV's Leah Remini. Jack Diamond is a horse's ass.
Hi, this is pro wrestler Mankind.
Jack Diamond
is a
horse's ass.
Thank you.
Yep, hold on. I'm dry.
You're dry.
Dry hole.
Holy dry, I'm dry. There you go.
The most excellent program. The Don and Mike Show.
Time to call 100. Let's make a deal. We got some to give away, whether it's money or a sub-level prize or a zonk. We'll see what happens. Right. 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now. Good luck. Dial recklessly.
Here is Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, this is the time of year we usually hear the story about the outrageous prices advertisers are paying for ad time on the Super Bowl.
Outrageous, if you please.
Well, a lot of the big money advertisers have either cut their ad spending or taken their money elsewhere this year. So Fox still has commercial time for sale for Sunday's big game, and it prices nearly a third less than last year's.
Hey, let's buy a spot for the show. How much would it cost?
That's a great idea. How much would it cost?
$1 million instead of the 1.4 it was last year.
Oh, $1 million. No problem at all.
We'll get that right out to them. The folks trying to sell ad time on this fall's Oscar telecast are running into the same problems. One big advertiser from last year's Super Bowl is taking its money to NBC to sponsor the Olympic telecast instead. Now, thanks to a Hungarian woman with epilepsy, we now think we know what part of the brain handles the orgasm.
Oh.
Scientists say it's the right side of the brain, apparently in the region that handles our emotional responses.
Right.
They learned this for the very first time from a 31-year-old epileptic, each of her seizures.
Oh, for you.
Multiples.
The doctors did some research and found 22 other people with the same symptoms.
God damn it, honey, the right side of your brain.
Man, multiple old
things in human life.
Darn right.
Hey, amen, brother.
Thank you.
And you've just found that out, Mike.
Thank you, Selexa.
You would think, after a Boston man got prison for beating another dad to death at a kid's hockey game, people would be more careful. Dateline, Englewood, Colorado. This past weekend, a yelling and shoving match between the kids soon included the parents. It stopped the game for about 30 minutes. The sheriff's office is now trying to determine what, if any, charges to file. Quoting the coach, "You really have to understand the sport of hockey to understand the ferocity of the parents."
You know, I have been to so many ice rinks, and I have seen so many hockey situations where the parents, I don't know whether it's just my own experience, where in Little League, where the parents were sitting on the sidelines and getting along as well as anybody I'd ever seen. I mean, mellow, where they're just sitting back and watching. And it's just amazing. I guess when it gets to an old, I've seen little kids do it. When it gets to the older levels, they just get crazy, you know?
Well, the good parents never get the publicity,
right,
as they say. Bill Parcells has been divorced by his wife of 40 years.
Oh, no!
The coach...
Was that Bill's response?
Yeah.
Okay. The coach who led the Giants to Super Bowl championships in 87 and 91 split this month with his wife. She complained in court papers that Parcells had grown distant and was no longer communicating in a meaningful way.
Really? Do you think so?
I wonder how long that lasted.
I was going to say... When did that start? That he was distant.
The divorce is described as amicable. In an interview, his ex-wife once said, "His mind is always on football, and I just try to leave him alone." Parcells retired from the Jets last year and now focuses on radio and TV commentary.
Yeah, all right, get out of here.
All right, you know, now listen, you got to read between the lines on this one. Uh-huh. She knew what she was getting into when she married Bill Parcells. You marry one of these coach guys,
right,
especially one of these DAs that, like, sleeps in their office.
Sure,
and stuff,
right.
You know you're getting a workaholic who's a footballaholic.
You would think.
His marriage falls apart as soon as he's able to spend time with her.
That's it.
That's when she finds out what a dickhead he is.
Exactly.
I mean, although she should have known all along that he's a dickhead, I don't fault Bill Parcells. It's probably like one day she's at home and she's like, "What are you doing here?" And he's just laying on his ass on the couch going, you know.
When he was laying on his ass in his office, it was a different story.
Yeah, but he's like, "Hey! The tuna wants a sandwich.
Come on.
Give me a sandwich, bitch."
What do you want me to talk to you?
In sports, Lennox Lewis is thinking about finding a new opponent for his next boxing match.
So Mrs. Parcells,
yes,
in some reason, for some is divorcing Bill Parcells,
right,
because he thought about football too much?
That's what she says.
Right. You know, I think we read between the lines, probably 40 years of doing that laundry.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, don't you think you'd have a breaking point at a certain time?
Yeah. For Al Parcells. Well, then, you know, to be fair, why doesn't she give back all the money that he earned while he was slaving away coaching the Giants to championships?
Because that wouldn't adhere to the normal laws of the state,
the tradition.
I understand.
Yes. Two reasons Lennox Lewis is thinking about finding a new opponent. First, the Nevada Athletic Commission has denied original opponent Mike Tyson a boxing license. Second, Lewis says Tyson really did bite him at that news conference in New York
last week. It's weird the way he played this, and I think he's a stand-up guy for doing it. He was going to wait to see if the fight was going to come off. If they gave Mike Tyson a license, Lennox Lewis wasn't going to say anything about it. As soon as they booted him out, Lennox Lewis said it was him that bit him. Why are you smirking?
Nothing.
Did Rob write something down for you?
No.
Okay.
It's still,
yes, he did.
Still possible, however, for Tyson and Lewis to stage their big fight scheduled for April to a state other than Nevada. We'll see. And finally, 93-year-old Virginia Phillips of Winston-Salem failed her driving test yesterday.
Oh.
It was apparently something to do with her driving backward across four lanes of traffic and hitting a parked truck.
Flabbergast.
She also hit a floodlight, a wall, and a small tree.
That's a peach.
Whatever.
That's a peach on Mrs. Havisham.
Quoting the DMV examiner, I told her, "Ma'am, the road test is over."
Go out and take a look at it.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Because it's true.
True, yeah. We gotta go. Thank you to Mike and to his girlfriend,
Angela,
coming in today to play the nude password.
They were wonderful.
They're real good contestants. We'll be bowling tonight in Chantilly, Virginia.
Bowl America. We take on the Turd Cutters. Love to meet everybody out there. We'll see you at 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Here's an important announcement. Annandale.
Hey, way to sell it, Don.
Well, Mike, it's only...
No, I like the way you do that. I like the way... That's why I write them like that.
Only Wednesday. Join Michael. I'm going to build it up as the week goes on.
No, I just like the first part. I really did like the first part the way you did that.
Join Mike O'Meara and his Honorable Crap Blues Brand Friday at Main Street USA in Annandale. It's not just music. It's crap.
Thank you very much.
You got it.
I like the Annandale part.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am the 100th caller.
Yes, you are, and that means now you get to make a deal. As you know, we don't have any money to give away on this show. I mean, we got money, but we've been told we can't give it away, but we're giving it away anyway.
Right.
Now, I should point out, one of the envelopes in the Caller 100 earlier in the show,
right,
there was, Buzz, a $150 cash prize.
We've had all Zonk prizes so far, so this guy's odds are increasing.
I think, as you know, Buzz is an honest guy. Most people who listen to the show trust Buzz. Buzz has three envelopes, envelope A, envelope B, envelope C, and one of the envelopes is cash, either $50, $100, $150, or $200. And the other envelope is some crappy prize that I'm going to give you. And in the other envelope, it's a Zonk. Which envelope would you like, being as you are caller 100?
Well, since I've been listening to Don and Mike for a really long time, I will have to pick C.
C.
C it is.
Buzz.
And I'll open the envelope,
see what he gets.
And we'll see what he's won. Real, actual envelopes. Hey, it's about damn time. You just won
$50.
$50. Congratulations.
All right.
The $50. Well, you know, 50. Well, at least we had the 150 went on there earlier.
That's
today.
Right. $50 for you, sir.
Excellent.
All right, take the $50 and our thanks. Buzz, what were the other two envelopes, incidentally?
The B envelope had the Zonk prize this time, a box of jumbo paper clips.
Yay!
And the C, or rather the A envelope that he didn't choose, contained the official station prize pack.
Ah, very good. All right.
Buzz, we will see you and your spaghetti arm tonight at the at the bowling match. See everybody out there. Thanks for a great show today, and we will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you. Good day to you, sir.
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 Good day,
Pasta.
Good day.
Okay. And Rob,
can you be kind?
Can you be kind? Throw your hat in the air, just like Sidney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
I am the greatest.
I am the TLA. Toodaloo ass.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.